Blog Talk Radio.
My hair, you
will know the price paid. Hallelujah. Well, I'm here tonight, running a little late. I think I got messages got a little bit confused as I was communicating with Prophet Randy earlier, and was kind of running a little under or behind time, and I wasn't sure if he'd gotten somebody else to do the show tonight, and I was waiting for him to let me know for sure, and I didn't hear anything, so I just happened to check, and I see that nobody was on and that he had me down to do the show tonight. But here we are, and we're glad to be here, as always. It's a blessing to be able to come before you and, you know, just share in what God is doing in this season in our lives. And thankful we have a few people, probably folks came on and didn't see anybody on and checked on out, but came on, and there's, you know, had one person here. Now it looks like there's another person here. I see one hand raised. And I'll be brief with what I'm going to just say, and we'll see who else discovers that I did show up tonight. Like I said, it wasn't intentional. I was thinking, I was involved with some things, and so I was thinking you found somebody else, so I just happened to check in to see. Good thing that I did, because I see nobody else was on. Well, God bless you all. Thank you so much for being a part of what God is doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. It is January the 29th, and I am your Sunday night host. This is Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia. Just want to just say a few things, and then, you know, I'll see if anybody else discovers that I am now on and call in, as I'm sure they probably came on and discovered no one was here. Well, I pray that everyone has had a good day and that God is speaking and ministering to you in a unique and special way. You know, that's our kind of God. You know, he ministers to us according to what we need. And you know what? He knows exactly what we need because he's our Father, you know. Those who have accepted the Lord and are walking or trying to walk in his will in his perfect way. And bear with me. You know, I wasn't really prepared. So I'm running around here. I have to have these little readers on. And I'm running around through the house, and I can't find any. So I've found this warped pair. So let's hope they do the job, because this writing gets a little bit small. And I want to be able to see what I'm reading. Pray for me, y'all. Pray for me out there. So, you know, praise God. He is such an awesome God. He's our Father. He loves us. He protects us. He looks over us. We're in a season where God is doing some awesome, awesome things. And it's such an exciting time to be a part of what God is doing in the earth today. It's such an exciting time to see the manifestation of the things that, you know, we've read about and hoped for actually coming into fruition. You know, Prophet Randy has been ministering a lot concerning those things. And then, you know, I don't know if you all know, some of you all listen. I don't really listen a whole lot during the week. Sometimes I catch bits and pieces because I do work during the week, and my schedule got changed. So now I'm working four 10-hour days instead of 5 days. So that's kind of good. So I'm off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'm working 10 hours, and I usually work from 12 to 5, and then I'm off for 3 hours, and I come back at 8 p.m., and I work from 8 until 1 a.m. So it's a weird schedule, but it works for me because I tend to be a night owl anyway. My usual bedtime, regardless of whether I'm working or not, it is usually around midnight. So, you know, 1 a.m., one extra hour is not too bad. So I, you know, I like that schedule, and it gives me a chance to kind of those 3 hours, you know, get involved with whatever activities are going on with the family, like grandkids with their games and stuff like that. They usually happen somewhere between, you know, 5 and 7. So I'm usually available to, you know, be blessed by just seeing them, you know, grow up. They're growing up so fast. I now have a teen grandson. He turned 13 on the 26th. And so that was pretty interesting. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've got a teen grandchild. But anyway, let me just share a little bit with you. And like I said, maybe some others will come back and discover I'm on. But thank God for you that are here. And so I want to just mention a little bit about how we follow God, you know, how we follow, how we check into the plan that God has for us. And I'm just going to read from you to you from the NLT what God expects from us, okay? So in, let's see, where am I? I am in Luke 9. I'm going to start with the first verse. And it says, it talks about Jesus sending out the 12 disciples. And one day Jesus called together his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority to cast out all demons and to heal all diseases. All right, so first of all, we're going to stop right there. Are we disciples of Christ? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are disciples of Christ. We are followers of Christ. And we're to do as Christ does and as he has done, because he's called us out to be his disciples. And he gave them power and authority to cast out all demons and to heal all diseases. Then he sent them out to tell everyone about the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Okay, that's like the first like assignment that he gave them. He gave them power and authority. Are you one of the disciples? Then I decree and declare, as the word of God says here, you have been given power and authority. And when we're given power and authority, are we expected to walk in power and authority? Of course we are. So if he did it for them, as the disciples that he called out, that they would go forth and make other disciples, don't you know that those other disciples are supposed to demonstrate what was given to the first disciples, which was power and authority? Hallelujah. Know tonight you have power and authority. Because if you know that God called you out, he's put you on assignment. He's given you everything you need to complete the assignment, and it's power and authority. You have power and authority. And it said, then he sent them out to tell everyone about the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Hallelujah. There's still operation of healing of the sick. It didn't die because Jesus left and went back up to heaven. It's still here because with that, we've been given power because he said he was going to leave a greater comforter for us. And it's the Holy Spirit that endows us to continue to walk with power and authority. And it says here in verse 3, take nothing of your journey for your journey, as he instructed them. Don't take walking stick, traveler's bag, food, money, or even change of clothes. Wherever you go, stay in the same house until you leave. And if the town refuses to welcome you, shake its dust from your feet as you will leave to show that you have abandoned those people to their fate. Wow. That's what the NLT, the version says. You are showing that you have abandoned those people to their fate. So when people don't receive you and don't receive the power and the authority and what God has deposited in you, you just shake the dust off your feet and you keep it going. Because why? There's somebody else out there that will receive what you have to offer. And you're wasting ground and you're wasting time with people who don't want to receive what God has to offer. You know, it's just like with the Pharisees. And you think about the Pharisees and all the ritualistic things and the religious ceremonies and the things that they did. They didn't receive Jesus. Did Jesus waste time with the Pharisees? No, he didn't. He didn't waste time with them, because he was about his Father's business, and there were other people that were willing to receive what he had to offer. He came to the house of David, and they refused what he had. So what did he do? He went somewhere else where somebody would accept what he had to offer. And that's what we have to do. We give the word, we plant the seed, and we move on. And I was given a word not too long ago by someone. You know, I had some questions about
my family, my children. And I really went before God and I said, God, you know, I don't understand this. First of all, I prayed over them in my womb. I spoke the word of God over them in my womb. When they came out of the womb, I spoke the word of God over them. Because at that time, I was on fire, like, well, you know, hey, you know, I kind of came on fire and tried to stay on fire. And I was, like, speaking the word and believing, and, you know, they grew up, you know. There was some friction in the household, I have to say. But I tried to maintain the word of God and to speak it over their lives in spite of what the enemy was planting in the atmosphere. And I got a word recently because I was before God about this. I was like, man, I don't understand this, God. I was like, I was faithful to believe that your word was your word and that if I spoke the word and I released the word, it would bear fruit in the lives of those that I spoke over, my own seed. So I've been like, I don't understand this. Why aren't they running for Jesus? Why aren't they coming after Jesus the way I spoke the word over them? And I got a word from someone that said, they didn't even know they were talking to me. They said, the tear will come with the wheat, and God will do the separation because there has been contamination. When you sowed the word, tares came, and those tares are what contaminated the word that you spoke over their lives. But you can believe that God is faithful and that he's going to do a work because there is a season where he's going to separate the wheat from the tares. So I was so encouraged by that because I know that God is faithful to his word. And so we have to know that we plant the word, we give the word, but if they don't receive the word, we got to move on because we're not going to waste time in a place that no longer wants to receive what God has to offer. Jesus didn't waste time with the Pharisees because they didn't want to receive what he had to offer. So what did he do? He went to the Gentiles, and he began to speak to the Gentiles, and he began to release the word to the Gentiles. He wasn't even called to them. He first was called to the house of David, and he gave the word, and they received not the word, so he didn't waste any time. So this scripture basically says, if the town refuses to welcome you, shake its dust from your feet as you leave to show that you have abandoned those people to their faith. He left those Pharisees to be taken care of by the fate that was for them, for not receiving what was being offered. And it says here in verse 6, so they began their circuit of the villages and preaching the good news and healing the sick. Hallelujah. So that's what we have to do, people. We have to do what God has called us to do. If it's not received, we move on. And we know that the enemy has come. And there, you know, it talks about, you know, the scripture about some be sown on stony ground, you know. So what happens? It doesn't produce anything, you know. And those things that, you know, are trying to grow, it's not, didn't have the ground to grow on. There are hearts that are stony that we will throw the seed, we'll sow the seed, but it won't come up. Why? Because it's not fertile ground. But we have to leave that to God. We just need to be obedient to follow through and do our part and believe that by faith they will receive according to the word that they have been given. So that really touched my heart, you know, the other day when I was thinking about, you know, God, I did sow the word, you know. I did speak over their lives. Why am I not seeing the manifestation? And, you know, that came to me. The enemy does come to steal the word. And the tares do come to choke out the word. But we can believe that when we sow the word, we can expect it to come forth because God is at work with what he does. And what they don't receive, we've got to move on. We've got to go on to do what God has called us to do because somebody out there is waiting for the word. Somebody out there is waiting for their deliverance. Somebody out there is looking for a way out. You know? And so let me just want to mention one other thing there. Let's see, what scripture was I took some notes today. And that really just stood out to me. Let's see. Let's go to Luke 9, 60 through 62. And so Jesus said unto them, let the dead bury the dead, their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee. Let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my home. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So once we put our hands to the plow, we have got to understand that God wants us to stay where he's put us. He doesn't want you to go back. He says here in the word that I just read, hold on a second. Yeah, that you're not fit. If you're going to take your hand off plow, in 60 it said, let the dead bury their dead, but thou go and preach the kingdom of God. And in 61, and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me go bid farewell. Farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. We've got to keep our focus on God. We have got to keep our focus on the kingdom of God. We have got to keep our focus on moving forward to build the kingdom of God, because we don't need to look back. Let God handle what has already been planted. Our job was to sow the seed. Our job is to sow the seed. And God will watch over the seed sown. Don't look back. Don't be in regret. Don't be questioning. Just continue to move forward and do what God has called you to do. In this season and in this time, it's imperative that we keep our focus on what God has called us to do. We're not here by accident. We're not here by happen chance. We just didn't happen up in this season. We didn't just happen up into this time. We were ordained and predestined to be here to accomplish the things of God and to bring forth the kingdom of God. That's what we've been called to do. And we can't look back. We can't take our hand off the plow. We've got to plow on, because God is calling us to new areas, to new frontier, to new lives. And we are to sow the seed, and it's God's job to make sure that the seed has the water to flourish, that the nourishment will come forth. Let's just do our part. And you might be a part of that. You know, maybe somebody else sowed the seed. You're supposed to come along and water the seed. And so that's what I had today. You know, like I said, I got a little thrown off because wasn't sure I was doing the show. And I told Prophet Randy that I might not be available. And then I became available a little later, and I told him to let me know if he was able to find someone. I don't guess he was able to, so I'm glad I checked in and found you all here, and some of you all are coming back. Praise God. And I am going to go ahead and play another song. Then I am going to start taking calls. We're not going to delay much longer. I hope everyone is having a great Sunday. So if you're listening to the program by internet, go ahead and dial in if you want at 319-527-6027. And that is 319-527-6027. And this is Prophetic Grace Network. I'm the host tonight, Sunday night. This is 129-23, January the 29th, 2023, y'all. We're heading out of January. And you can press 1, and I'll know that you're there. I'll see your little hand go up so that we can minister to you. You know, this is a ministering team. As you know, I like to remind everyone when you listen in, hey, this is not my show. It might have come across on your phone as the Angela Joy Show tonight. No. Yes, I'm glad to be a part of what God is doing, but this is his show, and it will always remain his show. Because guess what? I don't have anything to give you. I'm just trying to be an empty vessel that he can pour into so so I can pour out of. And I'm just going to tell you all, today I have had some things happen that, you know, happened before God about. You know, that was one of the reasons why I was really not able first to get on here, because I've got some things out before the Lord. And I'm looking for him to, you know what, guys, I don't want to do anything without him. Nothing without him. I want to always follow through on his leading and his guidance. I don't want to do anything on my own. So I have some things before the Lord, you know. God is doing some things, but in order for these things to come to pass, I'm just going to be a little transparent. I've got to make sure my heart's right about this. I've got to be able to say, God, yes, I'm willing to follow you. This flight that I'm on is going to require me to leave some things behind. It's going to require me to forget those things that are behind so that I can move forward in this season with the people that he's placing in my life. And I'll be honest with you guys, it's not easy. You know, there have been a lot of pain. There's been a lot of hurt. There's been a lot of disappointment connected to some decisions that I'm right now in the middle of that I've got to make a decision on. Do I want to move forward with this? Can I walk in love with these people? And I know that I can, but I can't do it in my own strength. I have to do it with the strength of the Lord. So I've been before him, and I ask that you pray for me because there's some major things involved with this decision that I have to make. But I know God is a God who is faithful. I know that he's a good God. And I know that when we go to him, just as a father, we're going to him like in the natural, a child goes to the father. They go to a father because if they have a good father, and of course we do, that father has wisdom. That father has advice. That father can show the right way. And that's what I'm up in God's face about, the right way. How to handle things, how to forgive and forget, how to move on. Some things we don't necessarily need to forget, but we don't need to carry it to the next place we're going to as far as, you know, in some negative way. Maybe as a reminder of what God has done so that we can move on. So, you know, it's kind of before God and I had some things come up. So, but anyway, I'm here and I'm glad that I'm here because I know we can all agree together and believe together that God's will shall be done in our lives. You know, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you for Prophetic Grace Network. We thank you for the people of God that have come on, even since I've started to talk, running a little bit late. God, I thank you, Lord, that the atmosphere will shift and that you will speak and that you will move in their lives and you will show up tonight. Hallelujah. Because they're in need of a word. They're in need of a encouragement. They're in need of some wisdom that I don't have, but you have, God. So I thank you, Lord, that I will be a yielded and willing vessel to do according to your plan and your purpose for the life. And, Lord, I thank you for that. We thank you for Prophet Randy and the PGN family, the ministry team, his wife and his family. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that, Lord, you are setting things in order because you're coming back. You're coming back without a shadow or a doubt. You are coming back just like you said you would. So, Lord, we thank you tonight as we release blessings and we thank you for those who have a willing heart to receive what you have to offer tonight. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Also, if you want to let me know you're there. Let's see, get this other phone out here. You can also text if you want to send forth a prayer request by text or just let me know you're there. You got a particular need. That's 214-505-8719. That is 214-505-8719. And I just want to say, man, I went to a women's conference meeting last night. Man, I had a wonderful time, you know, because I don't normally, I'm not normally out and about at different conferences and here and there. That's just not my thing. You know, I'm not really interested in nothing like that. Unless God directs me, then, you know, awesome. If it goes, I'm not interested in that. In this season, especially during the last couple years with COVID, spoken to me in greater manifest, in things have greatly manifested than it did. I was running from conference to conference, and I never was really a conference person. But when I'm trying to, you know, hear a word there, hear a word there, These last couple years, I've become more acquainted with the purpose and the plan that God has for my life more than I have ever received at running all over to a conference. So I went to one last night. I mean, the day somebody. On Saturday and work until gave me 3-day week, 4 days a week, and all day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And she called me back. She says, well, I want you to know that such and such bought your ticket. Oh, my gosh. You know, so then, of course, I felt, well, the woman spent her money for me to go. So, you know, I'm going to be, you know, not working. So I'm going to be, you know, so, you know, God must be setting something up. And I, yes, he did. Yes, he did. He set it up for me because he knew I probably wouldn't have gone. And like I said, I was like, And then when she said, somebody paid for you to go. I was like, what? You know, because I don't pay to go to conferences. Sorry. But I was like, well, okay. I want to be, you know, yeah, I'm thankful for that. That woman was a powerhouse. And I'm telling you, the spirit of God that was released in there and the worship, oh, my Lord, how awesome. How awesome. And God spoke, and the environment and the saturation of the atmosphere with the Spirit of God was so awesome. I left somewhere with Jesus. Hung out with him last night, y'all. And it, you know, we started at like 5. We didn't get out of there. Well, we had soup at the end. But the services didn't even stop until after 10 o'clock. So it was a long, you know, it was long, but it was so glorious. So, you know, I'm just so glad what God is doing for me in this season. And I pray, you know, God has a way of getting what you need. Even when you don't even know you need it, he will just, oh my goodness, he will just open the door and he will just flood you with whatever it is you need if you have a heart that's willing. My flesh wasn't willing, but my heart was willing. My flesh wasn't willing to go. I didn't want to go nowhere. You know, it has been cold here. This is a Southeast Georgia winter that's been colder than any Southeast Georgia winter that I've known since I've been here, and I've been here 22 years plus. But this winter, it's been cold. Right now outside, it's raining. It is like so, I mean, this winter has been, wow. You know, I was comfortable in my house. I could have my fireplace on. I could listen to my worship music, and I'm good. Last night, I went, and I'm so glad that I did. So God's going to come after us when he has an assignment for us to do. I know I'm all over the place tonight, but, you know, y'all bear with me. I'm a little, you know, off my standard here because, like I said, wasn't sure I was going to be on, but then I'm telling you, God will call you out, and he will position you, and he will speak with you, and he will direct you. All you have to do is have a willing heart. Yeah, my flesh was not willing. I did not want to get up off my couch. And then I had plans. I wanted to cook Sunday dinner last night, you know, so I did not want to go nowhere, y'all. But God put his finger on me, and he got me out, and I got blessed. So saying that to say this, know when God does a supernatural move like that, somebody paying my way, I didn't want to go, God is speaking, and he has something for you. And when you get there, go with expectancy, because he's getting ready to do something, and he did something. Oh, my gosh. I had three or four people come up to me. Just, I'm sitting back there in the back, you know, minding my own business. You know, I had people word. And I'm like, lady, since I don't know you, but such and such and such. And the guy came over. He says, he just starts praying. And then they call out the prodigals. And, man, I got in there for that. But I got some prodigals from my household. And, man, they said, run like your prodigal is running to Jesus. See them running to Jesus. And you run this out like you see them running to Jesus. And I saw each one of them, all three of them. I saw them in my mind's eye running. And I ran with every power that I could possibly muster up under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I ran because I believe in it to come home to Jesus. I didn't speak the word over them in my womb for nothing. I didn't speak the word over them when they were growing up for nothing. I didn't send them to to Christian school. Well, you know, these little, two older women with about, you know, the whole school was about, went from kindergarten, we had like 50 students. I didn't put them in an environment like that for nothing. They didn't stay the whole time, but third or fourth grade, then they got the word in them. Plus, we were always in church. Then we came here and started the church. But it was a contaminated seed that got up in there. And I'm determined, and I'm believing that God's going to work this thing out for the good of those who love God. And that's me. I love God. And he's going to have it done his way because I love God. And it will be done for his purpose and for his glory. So I'm going to do this song because I need to stop talking to anybody. So let's go ahead and play this last song. I'll be back for calls. And hold on, people. God's doing something. All right?
I count on one thing. Same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. I will bless your name. Oh yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy all my days. Oh yes, I will. change. Yes, I will.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, he's working all things out. You know, it doesn't matter what it looks like. We just keep on moving toward our purpose that God has placed us here to do, to be on this. The good of those who love God to his purpose. So we're going to start taking calls tonight. Like, I apologize for you all who were on here waiting. Some people probably called in, heard nothing, and left. But somebody came back. I see your hands raised. And speak tonight, and we're going to glorify his name. So be ready for God to do what you're asking him to do. So press 1 if you want your, if you want me to see you, that you're in the queue and you want me to agree with you in prayer, and I will do just that. All right, we're going to start with our first caller, and I hope you can hear me okay. We've got, let's see, 111111. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Barbara from Texas. How are you?
Well, hello there, Barbara. I'm glad you kind of hung in there. What did you think was going on there?
Well, I said, well, that gives me a chance to shower because I had just got in, you know, from church anyway. So I just left it on there, and I waited and start reading and praying and talking to the Lord about a full word and just praying and just, you know, how we do it.
That's how we do it. Do it. I'm in a crazy mood, Barbara. Just hang out with me. I'm getting as bad as my friend. I don't think that's a Christian. What is this? You know, you'll start saying things and thinking something like. Yeah, I'm like, I don't think that's a Christian, but God, that's how he does it. Glory be to God.
Yes.
He gets us prepared. He gets us ready. He gets us, you know, positioned, and then he'll do it. Yes, he will every time.
Yes, he will.
So hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you for Barbara tonight that God's going to do it for her. Why? Because she has positioned herself. Hallelujah. To be in place to receive what God's gonna do it in her life tonight. Glory be to God. That just came out of nowhere. I know it must be a word for you, Barbara, because I don't know nothing about, I mean, that melody just, I heard your voice, and it just said, do it. Hey, glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you for Barbara tonight as she walks in faith knowing that God's gonna do it. He's going to do it for her as she prepares herself for the next move, for the next season. I just hear the word preparation because God's going to do it, Barbara, because why? Because you're ready, and you have already prepared, and he has prepared for you a table that you can sit at in the presence of your enemies and know that God is God because he's going to do it, Barbara. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For all the scoffers, all of the naysayers, all of those who have seen things happen and are speaking against things that you are coming forth in this season, God's going to show up, and he's going to do it, Barbara. Why? Because it's time, Barbara. You walked in a season to prepare and to be ready to receive what God has in store for you now. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that even though there are things that have gone on that she has seen and have been negative and have struck her heart in a fashion that is not willing to, like, not even understanding why. But God, he says to you, Barbara, he's still God, and he's going to do it for you. Why? Because you prepare to receive that good thing, that perfect thing, that thing that God is working out for your good. So so that it can not only affect your life, but the lives of those that you are affecting. For the kingdom of God cometh. It comes, Barbara, and it's coming now in you, through you, for you, to do what he's called you to do in this season. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Lord, as this woman of God has sat at your feet to hear what you had to say, she will be rewarded in season, on time, for a purpose, for your will to come forth. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory, hallelujah.
Ooh.
My God,
ooh.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
My
thank
God,
you,
we give you glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you honor.
My God. Glory be.
Oh, go ahead. You got something to share?
Hallelujah. I did not know that was coming.
Neither did I.
I wasn't looking for that, woman of God. I wasn't looking for that. But thank you, Lord. I give you the glory. I give you the praise, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you know, it's a season for God's set apart ones. When you've been set apart, it's a season and a time for everything. So I receive that because I needed that. It's just confirmation, clarity on all he's given me this week and the last week and the week before that for this season. But I had no idea, so I'm going to thank God for that because nobody knew I took on a lot of things. I took a lot of things. I saw a lot of things. I know a lot of things. Focus on the word.
Amen.
I had to stay focused on that word. So, but I want to thank you, and I had one other person in mind, Dee. I got a call just when I walked in, and I was told that they wanted prayer for, let me see what he said. He said, wisdom, more wisdom, and vision. And I said, well, Lord, give him the gift of discernment, stir it up because of the nation and the world that he has to do things in front of.
Amen. What's his name?
D. We call him D.
D. Okay. All right. Well, God knows all about it. Yes, he does know all about it. And, you know, that's a awesome thing to want. You know, as King Solomon asked for wisdom. And because of that, so many other things were added to him. So, Lord, we thank you that the same thing will happen for D, Lord, because he's asked for wisdom. I don't know what to say, Shane. That all these other things that you want to bestow upon him shall come because he sought wisdom first. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we thank you because of him seeking wisdom first and foremost to help him do what is right. God, you see that. And Lord, we thank you for a heart and a desire to please you. And how can we please you except but to walk in the wisdom that you give us to walk in so that we will be doing things that are pleasing in your sight. And because of that, the vision tied in to what he has asked. Because of wisdom, show him, God, the things in visions and in dreams that you want to bestow upon him in this season for the kingdom of God, for the building of the body, and for his own personal life, God. We thank you because you're a God who's concerned about us, and you're concerned about us wanting to please you and wanting to know how to move, what to do, how to do it in seasons after seasons with the visions that you've given us to see where we're to go and where we're not to go. So, Lord, we thank you for that, and we ask that you bless him. You bless him for a heart that desires to understand how you want him to move and operate in this season. And because of that, wisdom desires you will show him in visions and in dreams what the next step will be. We call it forth because we know, God, that you desire that we have a heart after wanting what you want. You know, that's what visions and dreams and wanting that to happen is about, because we want what you want. We want to see what you want us to see. We want to go where you want us to go. We want to talk to those you want us to talk to. We want to operate the way you want us to operate. So, God, when you're involved and it's all about that thing concerning what you want, you are a faithful God, and you never let us down. So, God, we thank you for that, and we give you glory in advance and praise for what you're doing with and in and through D in this season. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we need you. We need visions. We need, you know, and that's kind of like where I am, Barbara. I'm, you know, I need, you know, I'm trying to just mortify this flesh. You know, this flesh is a mess. You know, I told somebody that earlier. Mm-hmm. This flesh is a mess, man. I mean, my heart desires to follow through with what God wants me to do. But this flesh doesn't, it's like, nah, you want to, nah, I don't look right. I can't go by what it looks like. I've got to look to God to direct and follow the Spirit, you know. So, yeah, we need him.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome.
I love you, and I thank you because I felt that. That went through me. I tell you, I couldn't do anything but weep and tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
So I thank God for the callers that in there listening. Ma'am?
Yeah, I said I'll take some of that for myself.
Well, we all will.
My God, yes, that's where I am right now. Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. All right, well, Barbara, I'm so glad for your faithfulness, for hanging on and not dropping off. And, you know, in spite of what, you know, looks like, you know, the enemy might have been trying to do, God's got this. And we just have to, you know, crucify this flesh on a daily basis and continue to follow God. So I'm so glad you called in, and I'm so glad you're blessed. And you're a blessing just calling in to me.
Well, you're a blessing to all of us, and I just thank God that we have an ear to hear, to hang on and not hang up.
hey, Barbara, that'll preach. Hang on and don't hang up. when Jesus is speaking, man, hang on in there and listen, and don't hang up on Jesus. No.
That's right. You got to have that endurance. Hang on in there.
Don't hang up on God now. That's one disconnect call you don't want. You don't want that one. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Lord, for endowing me with ability to see. All right, Barbara, bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll talk with you later.
Yes. I'll keep hearing my prayers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you. Good night.
Night-night.
I tell you, God. Oh, I thank God for his, you know, his mercy and his grace, y'all, because I'm telling you, I couldn't do it without him. I have no desire to do anything without him. You're talking about a mess. It would be a real mess. All right, so let's go to 321-230. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with?
Hi, Angela. This is
Aunt Elise. Aunt Elise? Hi, Aunt Elise. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I pray God is doing some great things in your life. Hallelujah. So remind me, Aunt Elise, what state are you in?
I'm in New York now.
Okay. Because you were in Florida, weren't you?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, God, we just
We just bring Aunt Elise before you tonight, Lord, and we just thank you for the preparation of the gospel, the word of God being so in her mouth. Hallelujah. Excuse me. The word, the gospel, I heard the word, the gospel, the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That we won't be ashamed of it. We won't walk in any condemnation because of it. Because why? Because he did not come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. And so in that, Aunt Elise, I don't know what's going on in your life that maybe the enemy might be trying to bring some spirit of condemnation or something negative to you. But know that the gospel has been spoken and has been taught, and he brought the gospel that we would walk with an understanding of the power that God has already deposited in us according to the word. And that we don't walk under condemnation, but we walk with freedom. We walk with liberty. We walk with an understanding that we have been justified by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That it is not according to our works, but what he has already done. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that as she continues her assignment and her walk with you, God, that let no condemnation come to her when she is walking as much as she can in a way of right living and righteousness, and that the accuser will be set aside, and he will understand that she knows who she is in Christ Jesus. Let the gospel of Jesus Christ be spread abroad through her as she lives her life here on earth, and that the condemnation that comes from the enemy will have to be served a cease and desist order. Yes, a cease and a desist order. That means you got to stop it. You have no right because I'm under the blood. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So Aunt Elise, how's it going?
It's going. So I've been back here since October. But I'm finalizing the move. Like tomorrow I'll have my pod getting delivered. Well, not tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. I'm flying out tomorrow. But the day after, my pod will get delivered so that all my things can get shipped back here. So, yeah.
Okay.
That going on.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But everything else, how's it, you know, so you adjusted pretty well?
I feel like it's coming together. I mean, I've been a little bit uncomfortable, but things are coming together in God's time.
Yeah, in his timing. He has a plan, and he has a purpose for all that we go through. And, you know, sometimes we go through stuff because we are learning, and it's for something down the road that he's preparing us for that will build our faith. Because of what we're going through now. And I would just say, don't buck the system. Just go with God. You know, because a lot of times when we try to do that, it'll just cause things to just, you know, God has, like you said, you know, God has a purpose and he has a plan. So I'm glad things are working out for you and that, you know, I don't know, as the enemy, you know, if he's been, you know, at you a little bit, trying to, you know, aggravate you some, but it's okay. It's all good. God's got it, you know. God's got it, you know.
Yeah,
so anything you want to share of along those lines, or do you have a prayer request?
I do have a prayer request for my brother. He's been dealing with some mental health issues, and just on some prayer. For him, about that.
Okay, is he up in New York?
He is.
Okay, and do you want to share his name?
His name is Talise.
Talise? Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, Lord, we just, we're going to pray over Talise and everyone who's online, be in agreement concerning Talise's mental health. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God, that he will seek the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. the mind of Christ, because there is wholeness, there is stability, taking on the mind of Christ. Because when we take on the mind of Christ, we don't see things the way the enemy would want us to see them. Because we know that all things are working out for the good, even though it's negative, even though in the natural it doesn't look right. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord, as he gravitates to the word of God and began to saturate his mind to take on the mind of Christ, that the demonic things that will try to come up against him, that he will have power and authority to speak against those things and walk in a wholeness that he's never known before, because he has positioned himself with the mind of Christ. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that he will understand. Let him come to a deeper understanding and revelatory knowledge of this God that he, I don't know, is he saved?
I'm not 100%. I know that he believes in Jesus Christ. I'm not. I mean, I had to talk with him a lot about it lately, but
I had to halt there. It was like, stop, you know, stop. Okay, so maybe that's the whole thing with the mind of Christ, because you know we can believe, and it's good he does believe, but until we get, you know, we have been grafted in and take on the mind of Christ, we don't really have the ammunition needed to come against the things that the enemy will try to do and speak into our lives by whispering to us things that are negative. And then we don't have anything to fight with. So, Lord, we thank you as she has said, he believes, but let it become even stronger. That whole thing about the mind of Christ is that once he can get to the point where he has taken God for his word and he believes the word of God, some of the things that he's dealing with, I just sense to say, will be dispersed because he's taken on the mind of Christ, which gives us the authority to come against the wiles of the enemy when they attack us. So, Lord, we thank you. As he becomes more involved and saturated in an understanding of what God is about and who he is and what he desires for him to have, let Talith rise up and take on the mind of Christ to do battle against the enemy when he comes at him. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And we ask that Aunt Talith will begin to pray for that, for him to gravitate toward the word of God and take on the mind of Christ. And if he has not received Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior, that's the first mission. That's the first thing. And then he'll be able to take on the mind of Christ and operate against the enemy with power and with authority. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And we give you glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes. So how's the weather up there in New York? Is it pretty cold? I have heard you all really hadn't had much snow this season.
Yeah, it's cold. Like, some days have been really cold, but more it's not so bad. The part, like, today was a crazy day. So I don't complain too much. But what has been happening so far?
Yeah, I heard the other night they said, like, New York and somewhere else they said it wasn't, they hadn't had a lot of snow this year. You know, it's kind of like left you all, so hopefully it won't sneak up on you in the next week or two.
Right.
Yeah, so anything else you want prayer for or talk about?
No, thank you, not tonight. Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm praying
you're welcome.
As well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we look forward to hearing more about what God is doing, and hopefully everything will work out smoothly for you, because you said you're getting some stuff moved in for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we just pray, God, that everything will work out smoothly and that no confusion, no disruption, but God, you will just allow her to just flow into what you're calling her to, and that this move will flow smoothly. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. All right. Well, Aunt Elise, thank you so much, and you be blessed. We look forward to talking to you again later.
Have a good night.
You too. All right. Good night. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to our next caller. Thank you. That's 954-580. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? 954, are you there? Let me click off and click back on sometimes. Where is 954? That's South Florida. 954-580. I think that's a South Florida area code. Yeah. Well, let's see. 954-580, are you there? All right, I'm going to come back. I'm pretty sure that's South Florida. All right, so 704. I'll come back 954. I don't know if you're having phone problems or not. I'll be back. Let me go to 704-492. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Dustin from Canada.
Hi, Dustin from Canada. How are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
I am good. I am good. I bet it's real cold up in Canada, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, hopefully, you know, what part of Canada are you located?
I'm in Quebec.
I'm just trying to Quebec. Okay. Is that toward, like, that's not out. Quebec is, like, in the center, isn't it? Down low toward the state?
Yes, exactly, yes.
Okay, okay. I was trying to visualize that. Hallelujah. Well,
yes.
Let's pray for you, and then we'll see if there's anything else. Hallelujah. Lord, we just pray for Dustin in Canada. We thank you, Lord, for favor. We thank you for favor, God. It seems like I saw you, like, I mean, like, right now, I just see that you're kind of like, I would say skating. I don't know what other word to use, but, you know, I don't know. It's like when you go ice skating, say, for instance, you know, everything looks kind of smooth, and you're kind of like gliding along, and then, you know, up the road or somewhere in the ice, there could be a crack, and you don't really see it because until you're, I don't know why I'm seeing this. Until this, your blade or you of the skates hit that, you won't know what's going to happen until you've ended up in a position that you didn't expect to be in because it was smooth sailing before. There was no indication of any sort of situation up ahead. And so right now, there's a smooth thing going on right now. But it's almost like I sense that the Lord is wanting to say to you that to keep an eye out for the snares of the enemy, to keep an eye out for the for situations that what you'd call bad weather up ahead. But God is saying, in spite of what, you know, might be up ahead or would be up ahead that you can't yet see, continue to walk and act in a manner that you know God's got this. Don't let it catch you off guard. Like when you see something happening, just say, okay, God, you've already spoken on it. So I'm not going to be made to feel like, you know, this has just caught me off guard. Why? Because I sense that maybe the Spirit of God right now is letting you know. And as you take this, and because this has been released into the atmosphere, it won't be what the enemy expected it to be. Why? Because, like, when you come to a railroad track, hallelujah, and there's a train coming down the way, had you not had that gate and that light flashing, you would have ended up on that railroad track unaware that the train was right there to hit you. But because you were given a warning, because you were given an indication that something ahead is coming, you stopped and you took notice and you operated with caution because you knew that that flashing light and that rail gate that went down indicated you move with caution. So it's a season right now, I sense, to tell you to move with caution. Not that anything major can take you off guard. Why? Because you already saw the flashing light. You're already hearing about the rail going down. You're already hearing operate in caution because the enemy doesn't want you to know, but God wants you to know so that you'll be prepared and you will skate right on past this thing without problem, situation, or trouble. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for that word. We thank you, Lord, that you are a Lord that prepares us. You are a God that keeps us and maintains us. And you will speak to us to let us know when we're to operate in caution. So, Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Wow, that was very interesting. Anything you want to share?
Well, I'm really blessed because I think, I'm not sure, but it's something to do probably with my job because I stopped working last month on the 10th of December. And the plan was actually for me to keep working, but for some reason the company did not have any contracts with other companies, so I've been on layoff, and I've been trying to figure out what's going on because it keeps happening with me, and you know, it's not. Sometimes I don't understand why always, you know, I need some kind of stabilities, and going forward without knowing what's going on, then I'll find myself into that crack where, like, the contract will be cut short because they don't have any jobs for me. So, I'm very blessed by that word, yes.
Okay. Well, praise God. You coming out in Jesus' name. We just believe it. We receive it. Hallelujah. He wants you to be encouraged because that's kind of what the situation is. You're kind of smooth sailing. You know, you're going along, and then all of a sudden, there's a crack up the road. Oh, there's a crack in the ice. Oh, there's a pitfall. Wow. But God is letting you know, in spite of what it looks like, he's got you. And you just keep on operating in faith. You keep walking with a knowledge of knowing that God has you, that he's going to take care of you, and he's going to open doors in a season when it's time and that you're not going to go under. Hallelujah, because he's wanting to encourage you because, you know, I'm wondering why am I seeing this. And so that's basically what you've been going through. But God is encouraging you in this season that don't take your eyes off of him. Don't stop believing. Don't stop expecting. Don't stop knowing that God is going to provide and he's going to make a provision and he's going to make a way out even when the enemy has laid pitfalls, even though, you know, the ice cracked and you fell in. But you're not going under because God wants you to know he has you. He's looking after you. And that we all, you know, there are seasons in our lives that we go through things. But God is working this out for you. So do not get discouraged because your faith is going to be, well, your faith is being tested. But God wants you to know he understands and he sees where you are. And that's, you know, when we go through a test, you know, when you think about it, you know, we go through a test to pass it. We don't go through a test to fail it. And you're not going to fail. Mm-hmm. Why? Because God has already given you the answers. Ah, glory be to God. You're not going to fail it because he just gave you the answers to the test. The answer to the test is keep moving. Keep moving without considering what the situation looks like. Keep moving like you're moving when it's all right. Just move. Keep going. Keep doing. Keep believing. Keep speaking the word. Keep thanking God. Yeah. Even when it looks like it's not a good time to thank God because you don't see nothing. But he's saying, I've given you the answer to the test. You're going through a test, but the answer is to keep going, to keep believing, to keep striving, and keep knowing that God is God, and he's a God that never fails. He hasn't ever before. He's not going to start doing it now. He's a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, God, we just thank you for that. Well, that was pretty, that's very encouraging for you, Dusty, because, you know, that's just very encouraging. That's encouraging to me.
Yeah, oh, to me too.
I can sense it in your, you know, your spirit, you know. Yeah. You know, because I can personally say I've been through some situations, and I was talking to somebody today that, you know, I know it was nobody but God that delivered. It was nobody but God. I had a lady one time tell you, God is awesome. So you never know. And I want you to expect a blessing. Expect it. It might sound crazy. You know, hey, nothing's looking right, but expect a blessing. Expect God to send somebody your way. Mm-hmm. Expect God to open doors. Expect God to do something. Expect him. I remember one time I was telling somebody this last night. I was at, it was just like three or four of us there. We were praying at this church. And I had a need. I think it was something with my utilities or something. I had a need. Mortgage needed to be there. I had a need. And I was recently, you know, had been, you know, left, holding the barrel, you know, my ex-husband leaving, and the bills were the same. Of course, nothing had changed since then. Things have changed and I've gotten modifications and that. But at that time, things were still like the money was coming from other sources, which I didn't have. And I remember being at this prayer meeting, and I remember this lady walked up to me and she said, I don't know why, but God just told me to give you this. And I looked at it, and she placed $300 in my hand.
Wow.
I mean, just, she didn't know my need because I wasn't talking about it. And she, you know, and there are other times, I mean, I've had people just say, I've gone to my mailbox and God just told me to send you this $150. I wasn't talking to them about my situation. I hadn't said anything, you know, about the need. So I know God is a God who just, he just does stuff like that. It's almost like we are his children. And, you know, like if you have a good father and they say, well, I just want to make sure they understand, you know, that I'm going to take care of them, that I want to bless them. So I don't know. I just want to tell you that, you know, be on the lookout for God to do unexpected things to you. Look for it. Look for it. And for the opportunities to open up to you, because God is a good God, and he doesn't fail us. And just like he gave you this information tonight, it's the answer to the test, because you're in a test. It's an answer to the test for you to keep moving, just like you're moving. If you felt you had $1 million in your hand, just keep moving like nothing's changed, because that's how the enemy gets us, is because when we start, he watches, and he knows when situations happen, he observes how we handle the situation. He wants to see if he throws something out there, because he knows that if we're not operating in faith, we're operating in fear. And what does fear do? It doesn't bring the blessing. Faith brings the blessing. So you keep walking just like nothing has happened. You keep believing just like God is still blessing, and he still is. And you keep operating, and it'll confuse the enemy. He will wonder why is he still smiling? Why is he still, you know, he wasn't supposed to be looking like that.
No.
It'll confuse him, and it'll open the door for God to do some things, because he'll see your faith, that your faith is not in that job. Your faith is in him, that your faith is not in what we can see, but it's in him. So be blessed, and look forward to hearing what God's going to do next. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. All right, did you have anything else you want to share? Dusty? Are you still there?
Yes, yes. No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, be blessed. We look forward to talking to you again soon. And enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. All right. Good night.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Amen. Okay. So let me go back up to 954 and see who this is. 954-580. Can you hear me now? Let's see. 954-580. Are you there? Still can't get through. All right, so let's go here. I'll try back again a little bit. Let's go to the next caller. You all, I'm telling you, I started out a little behind because I had some things going on, but God is still God, and we're going to believe him. Y'all pray with me tonight as I press on in here. All right, let's go. Let me put a note here by 954 to call back. Let me touch back on that number in just a bit. All right, let's go to, seven three four six seven two. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela, Joy, it's Jennifer from Michigan.
Hi, Jennifer from Michigan. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am doing well. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful I got on here. I was like running a little late. You know, God knows what he's doing. So I guess I was purposed to be here tonight. So Father God, we just thank you for Jennifer. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just seeing like really something's just like didn't make any sense. But I just see like maybe it's kind of, I guess you could describe it as a Ferris wheel. And I just see, you know, it's going round and it's round and it's round, it's going around. And you're up in there somewhere, you know. And it's almost like I sense it's like, when do I get off? When do I get off? When do I get off? And it's just going around and around. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even in life, with situations and circumstances, sometimes we're on this thing and it's going around. Next thing you know, it's back at us again, it's going around. God, you have purposed when it will stop. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she, as she is in this movement of, it's like a movement. I see that, but I sense that it's a movement of, like, God is setting into order some things. You know, sometimes when God sets things into order, it doesn't really compute with us because we're like, God, what are you doing? Are you doing? I need this to cease now. And then it doesn't. And because it's like God is at work. He's doing something. Because in this particular thing that I'm seeing, it's like, it's not like it's distress, but it's just like, okay, when am I going to come to the end of this and that? And this, and that, and this, and that. And so, Lord, we just thank you for Jennifer, understanding that even when we can't see the end to this, and that, and this, and that, that God, you've already made a way. You are allowing things to be put in order, so that we can move on from this and that and this and that, because you're at work and you're setting things in order so that we can get to where we need to get when he's finished doing what he needs to do at the destiny
that he's calling us. Because sometimes when we think it's the right time, it's not. But God knows the right time for us to move and get off of what we are doing to go on to the next place. So Lord, we thank you. I don't know what that means, but we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So how are we, Jennifer?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just a little
good.
I'm here. Okay, I'm doing good. I'm trying to take that word here and this. I'm trying to, you know. Okay. So does that say anything to you? Or?
Oh yeah. Yep. You know, sometimes it just feels like you're, you know, just on a never-ending wheel or something, and it's just spinning and spinning, and you're like, okay, Lord, when is this going to go a different direction?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yes, I get that. I feel that, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was kind of bizarre to me, but then I could identify. That's the strange part. I could identify with it. Yeah, that was pretty. I was like, okay, now I can kind of identify with this in a sense. Yeah, but, you know, we know there's movement, though. That's what I was picking up. There's movement. You know, it's not like a standstill. Mm-hmm. God is doing something. And we don't know what he's doing. We just have to trust him because
right. We
don't know. It's like even when somebody is on a ride or a Ferris wheel or something like that, you know, eventually it's going to come to a stop, but you don't know when it's going to, where it's going to stop, you know, and where am I going to be positioned
right.
when it does stop, you know what I mean? And I think that's what really gets us sometimes, because we're not in control, you know, we're not in control.
Right.
And sometimes that bothers me sometimes when I feel like I'm not in control. And that's when God says, but I am in control. You may not be in control, but I'm always in control. Especially when you have submitted to me and you said, Father, let thy will be done. Yes, we've given up control. We're supposed to give up control so that he can have control. And it's not a good experience when we come against what God is trying to do, because we just make it more difficult for ourselves. You know, and I've been there. I know that, you know, that's what I'm in a situation right now. It's like, I don't want to, you know, I'm just going to be transparent with y'all. I don't necessarily want to give God control in this.
Right.
I'll just be honest, you know, not that I don't know that God knows what's best for me, because of course I know he does. And I know for me to see the blessing and the benefit of what God would want to do in this situation, because it would definitely give him glory. But I don't want to give up control. Because I'm in a situation where, should I do? I'm almost like, should I expose this? I think I could, to a certain extent. You know, I was married for 28 years. I have been divorced for 10, with little or no communication with this person whatsoever, except for something might be going on with the grandkids. I might have to let them know. Or children, or, you know, some situation with the family, because I'm still as close to his family as I was when I was married to them, because they have more of a relationship, some of them, with me than they do with him. So it's like, so it's been really interesting. So I've never really, like, broken ties from that family, because they haven't broken ties from me. So I have been given a couple of prophetic words concerning this situation, about what God wanted to do.
And that was about, like, maybe a month, I guess maybe over a month ago. So anyway, I really didn't pay any attention because I had no interest nor desire to know what God wanted to do, be honest with you, in that situation. Because as far as I was concerned, my mind was made up, and that was a chapter that needed to close, you know, except for, and so throughout 10 years, no conversation, none, you know what's going on pretty much, but no conversation. So all of a sudden, I started getting these prophetic words, you know, about what God wanted to do with the situation. And I don't want to hear it. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to hear that because I have no interest in that whatsoever. And after I heard the prophetic words, then the person took an action that the prophetic had already spoken on. And now I'm perplexed because I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to. So my flesh does not want, it's not like I like the person, like, you know, or anything, like, or hate them or anything like that. It's just that I closed the book on that. But God has sent, you know, over the last week, like, few weeks, you know, and then all of a sudden, the person who had not really spoken with me with any conversation in 10 years called. Don't want God to tell me what. And I'm telling you, it is pretty, it shook me up a little bit because, mm-hmm. I mean, it really did. It shook me up a little bit because I said, never, never, never say the word never. And just out of the blue, after a prophetic dream, after a prophetic word, after something else, a text message came speaking what was already spoken with three prophetic things.
Wow.
I know.
Hmm.
Do I want to do what God wants to do? Of course I do. But this flesh does not.
Yes. I understand.
So, yeah, so I could, that's why I felt led to share that with you. And in the natural, I don't see, I mean, I do see, but I, you know, the humility to a point, but it's almost like God says, this isn't about what you can see with your natural eye. This is what I am capable of doing with someone who is yielded.
Right.
But, you know, and I'm really kind of like, I don't know. So just wanted to share that. Because a lot of times, you know, our flesh just does not want to do it, what God is supposed to do. And then, of course, I need to be certain, but it was like God gave all of this before there was an inkling that anything was going on. I mean, nothing at all. Then out of the blue, a text message.
Right.
We need to have a conversation. A conversation after 10 years?
Right. Wow.
So, yeah, that's what I said. Wow. 10 years? I wouldn't even think it was on the mind of God anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was prepared. I was prepared three times with three prophetic messages that it was about to happen. And within a day of me getting the last one, the message came. We need to have a conversation. You know what I wanted to say, Jennifer? I don't want to have a conversation. I don't want to talk. You know, it's been 10 years. Why did it take 10 years for you to want to have a conversation?
Right.
So.
Wow.
But so, yeah, wow, I know. So I threw that out there, y'all. Y'all pray for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pray
have
for
you,
me.
Have you had it yet, or are you waiting to kind of see?
I've had a conversation. And
okay.
It was the conversation of what the dream of of one of their relatives had told me. I mean, she operates in the prophetic.
Oh, okay.
And out of the blue, she called me one day and she said, I see this. And I was like, you know, I said never. Why are you telling me this? Actually, it's so funny. They had a cousin, one of their cousins had visited, he had visited with the other family in my house. I think it was last year for a funeral. And we got into this discussion about this. And I literally got indignant about it. I was like, you're not going to come into my house and tell me that that's what I need to do. And
right.
he says, well, it happened for me. Well, I said, I'm glad it happened for you. But it doesn't necessarily mean it needs to happen for me. And he was basically saying he'd gone through a period of in his marriage where that happened, and I don't know if they got divorced or whatever, but he said, God did something, and I came home. I said, I'm not looking for anybody to come anywhere, and I don't want you in my house telling me what I need to do.
Right, yes.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm very staunch about this. And to be honest with you guys, y'all listen, I didn't pray for this. This isn't anything I prayed for. I have not prayed for this. So that's why one thing, I mean, I would like things to have been different as far as, you know, having conversation and, you know, but I have not prayed for any kind of reuniting whatsoever. Because as far as I was concerned, it's done. It's done. And so it was so funny when she, his, you know, his family member said she saw this, and I thought, okay, you know, then something else, and then a text message came. So I was like blown away. But, yeah, I'm still looking to God. You know, I know God is a person. He's not a man that he would lie, but I know he's God, and he's capable of what we think is not capable. And so sometimes when we don't follow God, and I guess I'll get back to this wheel, when we don't follow God, we end up in a place where we're going around and around and around, and God's saying, get off, get off, get off. You know, you can be on a Ferris wheel and, you know, I'm not ready to get off. I want to ride some more. Get off. I've got a place for you to get off at here, get off, so you can continue the purpose that I placed in you before the foundation of the world, before you were even formed in your mother's womb. The plan I have, get off and complete the plan and stop going around and around in a circle. So,
right,
you know, but I just wanted to, I don't know, I felt led to kind of just kind of let that out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. And I know it's hard when you don't really want to do it, or, you know, but God is like nudging you to do something. So I understand that.
That's the part where we have to trust. We have to trust God. I mean, it's almost like God knows that only way I would ever do anything like that, it's got to be God. He's got to show me. You know, that's not something I prayed about or asked for. I would say prayed about. I mean, I've prayed about the whole relationship thing as far as being in having better communication even through this 10 years, you know. But as far as a desire to, no. I did feel bad that things went the way they went, because
so many other lives were involved. And I've been praying for the healing. And so I don't know what God is doing, because I per se didn't ask for that. But I have been praying for the healing of those who were involved that suffered because of what happened, and for their complete healing to come forth. Because I feel that, you know, my children, my sons, even though they were older, when and even through marriage, they suffered. And I can see the remnants of the suffering that they've gone through. And I had one son, you know, told me, I mean, he literally was like, you don't understand, you know, I may not have talked about stuff, but you don't know how, you know, I was talking about how they all different act differently and respond to things. He says, because we all responded differently, and it all affected us, you know, differently, you know. So I've been praying about that. I really have. I've been praying that the healing would come forth for their lives, for them to feel, like, complete and whole. So with that prayer, I don't know what God, you know, I don't know what God's doing. Because I did pray that he would do what he had to do to make sure they walk in wholeness. So, and, you know, we never know what God is doing to rectify the situation.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's true.
I know. And it's hard to see what he's doing behind the scenes, too.
Yeah. So do you know how hard, I mean, I'm be honest with y'all, guys, pray for me. That's hard for me. It's really hard. I mean, I have to trust God. I mean, I really, and I do trust God, but it's so many things that you have to let, you know, you have to let go. You really do. You really have to let go so that God can, and I'm determined to do that. It's just going to be one day at a time of me trusting, even when I can't see, even when it doesn't look like I want it to look. I got to trust God that he's still at work. He's still at work in spite of what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, Jennifer, you want to share or any prayer requests?
If you wouldn't mind praying kind of like the word you said about the spinning, you know, the never ending, there's actually a door that could be opening or could be closing this week, and it'll be like a big major life decision. So I want the Lord to open it if it's him, and I want him to slam the door shut if it's not him. And I just,
okay.
I'm just like stressed and kind of worried about it. So,
okay. Well, Father God, we just come before you. You see the petition that Jennifer has before you. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you orchestrate every move, and that you orchestrate every move. You know, if the door is to shut, shut it. If she's to get off and move forward, give her what she needs and instructions and insight and wisdom to move forward where this thing stops. So, God, we thank you for that, because we trust you. We want you to be pleased in knowing that we will obey whatever you tell us to do. So, Lord, we thank you as any thing that's come to cause confusion in this situation, so that it could cause some sort of anxiety in her that would not allow you to move her into that place. We come against that in Jesus' name. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her steps, over her walk. And, Lord, we decree and declare that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And we thank you that her steps order her steps into her future. You will order her steps into the path that you have laid before her, and that she will be ordered onto the right path, not a path that she would choose in her flesh, but by the path, but on the path that you have ordained that she would walk on when you formed her in her mother's womb. She will walk this thing out. And we come against everything that would try to cloud it, that would try to bring some way of causing her to get off track where she can't see. But God, we're not concerning about what she can, concerned about what she can see in the natural, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And so, Lord, thank you that her steps, and let her have peace. Let Jennifer have peace as she rests in the knowledge that you know the steps that she's to take and the path she's to go. And we thank you as she focuses in on that. She focuses in on hearing your voice and discerning the things that you will show her so that she will not miss it. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. All right, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for listening to me.
Of course, yeah. I'll be.
Yeah, I just don't know. I feel like a pull. Yeah, I felt a pull to just kind of share a little bit with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So,
yeah, I'll
we
be
thank,
praying
we
for
thank
that
God
situation.
In the name. Yes, yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. Please do. Please do. Yeah, I covet your prayers.
I'm glad.
Yes, I covet your prayers. All right, Jennifer, be blessed. How's the weather up there in Michigan?
It's okay. It's a little snowy, but not too bad. How about you guys?
Actually, it's raining outside, and it was sounding a little strange.
Oh.
I don't know. I was like, yeah, it's been a rainy day all day, and actually, this has been the coldest winter that I can remember consistently since I've been up here in Georgia for 22 years. I have not seen a winter that's this consistently cold. I mean, this has just been cold. I mean, we've gotten a couple days, you know, over the weeks where it went up to 70, but most of it has been like, in 1 week, I think we had a temperature of like up to 75, about 80, but mostly it's just been, you know, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and rainy, so I'm not
okay.
going to complain. It
but.
Is what it is. At least it's not California where those poor people were being washed away. I mean, oh my gosh, I had one lady, I do tech support, I had one lady that called in, and she was in one of the towns that they evacuated in California because of the floods. I guess she was near the mountains. This poor lady was home trying to get her TV fixed when her when her town was evacuated. I was
wow.
I thought, now that's dedication to your television. They evacuated
yes.
the town, but you're on here trying to get tech support for your TV. Okay. All righty then. All right, Jennifer. You be blessed. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you, and God bless you.
All right. Well, good night.
Good night.
Stay blessed. All right. All right. So let's go on to, I'm going to move on here. 251-229. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi, Ms. Angela Joy. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hi there, Sarah. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's pray for you, Sarah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I saw like a paved sidewalk, and it's almost like, you know, I'm seeing this paved sidewalk, and from, you know, on the other side, I can see like, you know, just not much going on because I just sense to want to tell you that I don't see much going on over there because that's that's kind of like a place that God has delivered you from. So it's like it's a paved sidewalk now, in that, you know, God is giving you some ground to walk on that, you know, has not been as difficult as the terrain that you had previously experienced, because now it's paved, and now, you know, there are problems and there are things that happen along our life and along the way as we walk this thing out. But it's like God wants to say to you, I sense that, keep in remembrance of where he's brought you from, that you've had some places that were hard and you've had some places that were difficult, and you've had some places where you just didn't know what was going to happen next, and you've had some things in your life that God has brought you out of, and he's paving a way, a new way for you, Sarah, and that you can walk in this way in confidence, knowing that he will always pave a way for you. He will always make a way for you, because he wants you to understand that he is a faithful God and that he's a loving God, and he's concerned about our walk, and he's concerned about the things that we've gone through. But he's taken you from some things that have been in difficult terrain and barrenness to a place where he's paved a way for you. And so continue to walk in this paved place that God has placed you on, and continue to walk, even though I can't see what's up ahead on this paved sidewalk. I can't discern what's next, but all I can sense is that God would want to say, stay on it, stay on it, because this is a place that he's paid for you, and it has benefits, it has rewards. Just stay on the paved way that he's made for you. So we thank you for that, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Well, hello, Sarah.
Hallelujah. Hello, Prophetess Angela Joy.
Hi.
Hi. Well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, because my phone was going in and out. Well, that is exactly what the Lord was giving you to say, and him using you as his spiritual mouthpiece. That's exactly, you know, what was going on in my life.
Well, praise God.
You know, some bumps in the road that the Lord took me from, and he's been there, you know, delivering me from different things that could have been, you know, maybe the terrain was there, and I was like, okay, Lord, how do I do this and that? And he was there to deliver me, so.
Amen. Amen.
That's an
yeah,
amen.
And you have gone through, yeah, you've had, I mean, you've shared a little bit, you know, since, you know, over the years. You know, and of course you've had some tragedies, and we go through life, but it's like I just see your feet on this paved sidewalk, and you're not sure what, you know, what's ahead. None of us are. But it's like God is, I sense, instructing you that just stay on the paved sidewalk, because that's going to, you know, build your trust, because God's got, you know, he's got good stuff, especially if he took you out of a place where there was, you know, the walk wasn't as smooth. And now he's paved a way for you. He's paved a way for you. When somebody paves a way for you, you know, when you think about a sidewalk in the natural, okay, so you have a sidewalk and you're on a busy highway, or there's a place where the ground is not level, and it can be dangerous for someone to walk on the ground that's not level, or make sure they're not walking in the street. What do? They pave a sidewalk. Why is the sidewalk there? To keep you out of danger, to keep you on track, to keep you knowing that as long as I stay on this sidewalk, there is some safety. The danger is off the sidewalk. I could fall and break my leg over here because I could be walking and that's not smoothed out, and I could be injured. I'm not going to walk in the road because the car might hit me. So they put a sidewalk, and that's what I saw you walking on. And it's been made for you to stay in a place of walking with God to ensure that you get where you're supposed to get on time, out of danger, and without injury. So it doesn't matter what's up ahead because we already know it's been designed to keep me in a place of safety, of with walking with God. He paved the way. He made sure that, you know, it was paved so you can walk, you know, in a way of not feeling like, you know, I'm out here somewhere and nobody knows where I'm at. Oh, no, no. God knows where you are, and he's paved the way. So, yeah, just, you know, that's just a pretty cool thing. It's like follow the yellow brick road. Follow the, you know, follow the yellow brick road. Okay. They know where that yellow brick road was headed to. It was headed up there where they needed to go see, and I don't believe in wizards, but, you know, the Wizard of Oz, you know, says follow the yellow brick road, you know. So we're going to follow the paved road because that's where God's leading us and some good stuff. Amen. He's leveled it out for us. He doesn't want you to have any pitfalls. He's leveled it, that road out. So enjoy. Enjoy. Who knows what happens up the road, but we know who paved it. So he's made it for you. He's ordained your steps.
Well, yes? I'm thankful to the Lord for that.
So amen.
You know,
yeah,
because it was just that's amazing that you mentioned that, because I was just telling a friend of mine that's, you know, a brother in the Lord, that when I was in college, the Lord just, you know, prevented me from getting into, you know, sororities and things. I was in it, but not all the way, because I don't know, he was like, okay, steering me along the way. And so later on I began to discover, you know, we've got to put God first, because he's the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end. So we've got to realize that he's the one that's in control.
Interesting that you would say that. Interesting. I find that very interesting that you would say that, because the same thing happened to me. You know, I was a little sister to a fraternity. I'm not going to say which one. And I, you know, I was a pretty good girl. I didn't really get involved in any kind of crazy stuff, even when I was away in college. So, but this particular fraternity was known to be crazy, which most of them are. And so their sister sorority or something, you know, they, you know, asked me about pledging. I was like, a friend of mine, she went to Florida State and she pledged that particular sorority. And she was like, aren't you going to pledge? And I was like, and then I was hearing about what happened. I don't think they do that anymore. But I mean, they used to really do some wicked stuff to people who were pledging on these sororities. And after she told me some things that, you know, they had to do, I was like, you know, I'm not doing that. And then later on, I found out, like what you found out, about the meaning behind all of this stuff. And, you know, how, you know, that there's darkness in that, and that I'm not going to have any God before him. And so it was like God kept me on that path away from, you know, stuff. And I've often, you know, I used to tell my children all the time, like, if you don't open a door, you know, you don't have to be so concerned about that devil trying to come through that door, because you never opened it for him the first time. And that's kind of how I live my life. I kind of understood at an early age that if I didn't open some doors, then there were some demons I didn't have to deal with to the extent that somebody else would. Not that to say the devil wouldn't try knocking on the door, but they'd be more apt to knock on a door that has already been previously opened to them than on one that was locked tight. So I kind of lived my life like that. That's kind of the way I, you know, my teenage life, my young adult life, I try not to open too many doors. I don't know why, I just had an understanding that you start opening doors, you're going to have some serious problems. I just kept doors shut. And I tried to instill that into my children, but I don't know if it went over too well.
Yeah, they have a mind of their own.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But
and,
God had a thing on your life.
Yeah, I mean, I just tried to make sure I kept doors, as many doors as I could possibly keep shut. I kind of tried to keep those shut. I did have a son that went ahead and pledged a fraternity. I'm not really excited about it. He didn't do it in college. He did it after he graduated. And, of course, he did the alumni thing. And, they, of course, they don't take people through that kind of stuff. They're more after your money than anything else. They want your money. So God knows exactly, you know, what we need. And he tries to, you know, let us know, you know. Don't go that way. Go this way, you know. I got a path already set for you. Walk this way, you know. Oh, hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm thankful to the Lord that he's, you know, had his hands on your life. And because I remember you actually telling a caller about how when you was a little girl, how the Lord had his hands on your life since childhood. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't have an understanding of what was really going on. I mean, I don't know. I think about that. I told somebody that too today. I mean, I didn't have an understanding of what was going on. I just knew. I just knew. And I think I told Father Randy, I remember as a child coming up, being able, just seeing like a film strip going across my view, things happening that I knew were in the future. And for some reason, I knew at 8 or 9 years old I was going to be there. I mean, I could see it. It was almost like a movie strip. It would go, and I saw it reoccurring a lot. And I remember being able to look out, like looking at a movie. And it was like I could see that I was there at that time, and that time was in the future. And it was almost like the time that we're experiencing now is what I saw back then when I was like 7 or 8, 9 years old. I saw the times. I saw the things that God was speaking to me at that time and saying, this is the future. This is, you're going to be a part of this. And I could see it, you know. I can't say I saw in detail exactly, but I did see chaos. And I saw just a sense of people being uncertain, even anxiety and fear. I could feel it, and I could see chaos, and I could see disturbances, and I could see, like, this is the world that you're coming to, you know. This is the world that's ahead. This is what life is going to be like. And I knew it was the future. I knew I would see it. And so now more and more often, as Prophet Randy talks about, you know, the coming of the Lord, it was almost like I could sense in that season that this is what was going on. They were awaiting the coming of the Lord. And I could sense that was where I was. That's what I could see. That people were sensing the coming of the Lord, and you could see the chaos. In my spirit, I could feel it. I could feel it as a child. And then when, you know, he starts talking more about, you know, what's happening with the red heifer. I don't know if you've been listening to that, the red heifer and the, you know, how the priests came and they bought, you know, they took them back to Israel, the rebuilding of the temple, the name given of the Antichrist, all of this. It's like, wow, I am in a season where the probability of me seeing it actually happen, it's actually true with what I was seeing when I was a child. It just throws me sometimes. I'm like, wow, you know.
Have you ever heard of, and that's amazing that the Lord allow you to view things, you know, in the future, and that's just a special anointing that he's, you know, that he gave you. But it's like, you know, when you have a child and they cry, like after birth, that's because of the sin, because of this world they're coming into. You know, other than that, when they're in utero, they don't do all that. But when they cry, when they come, they start crying because it's like, oh boy, you know, this is the world.
This is
you
exactly
know?
What I told somebody some not too long ago. Yeah, because it was one, somebody put something, a picture of a baby or something on Facebook, and somebody was, it was a newborn baby just come out, and this baby had the most perplexed look on its face that I have ever seen. I mean, this baby, I mean, it was like he was newly born. His, you know, he was looking like, what in the, what is this? I mean, it was actually like all over his face, like, wait a minute. What's up? What is this? You know, that's the baby. people were making all kinds of comments like, man, he's saying like, what y'all did to me? You took me out of that nice place I was in and threw me up in here. I was like, oh my God, you should have seen this baby's face. It was almost like, and it was a new baby. And then I said something about, that's why they cry when they come, because they realize they're in a place that's so totally different from what they've ever known. So they just cry. But this baby was looking like, well, wait, what's up with this? I mean, that baby was like, uh-uh, I know God didn't do this to me. That baby was like, whoa, God, I know you didn't do this to me. You done threw me up in this world. What's going on here? It was amazing. It was so funny.
I mean,
it was
like,
what's up with this? I was like, oh, my gosh, this is too funny. That baby was not happy at all. He was like, man, he wasn't crying, but he had that look like, I just don't believe this. You done threw me up in here and earth. What's up with this?
Yeah, they come out with such weird faces, like, okay, this is not it. I'm ready to go back in.
No, I'm ready to go back. You know, I had a strange question one time there. I was asking God, I was like, you know, I have these strange thoughts. So anyway, I was telling God one day, I was like, you know, not too long ago, I was like, you know, hey, God, did we have a choice about whether we wanted to be used up in this world, or did you just send us with I mean, when we, like, was our spirit, like, up in heaven saying, hey, send me, I'll go? Or we was like, you know, I mean, what was this? Did we sign up to come here? You what now?
I don't know. I just heard because it's like the sins of the world. It's like, you know, they're coming in, and it's like, whoa. You know, they're coming out, and it's like, whoa, this is something that doesn't feel warm and pleasant. You know, they're coming out. Yeah. And they're coming out, and it's like, whoa.
I know, and I saw it as comical. I was like, you know, I was just kind of messing with God. I was like, God, was it a sign-up sheet up there that you say, okay, I'll take the next I mean, I was having a fun time with God. I was like, hey, God, did you have like a sign-up sheet up there that, you know, my little spirit went up there and said, hey, I'll go. And I said, I should have scratched my name off the list. I'm telling y'all, I have some weird thoughts, bro. Like, yeah, did you have a sign-up, you know, like the basketball team? Who want to try out for the basketball? Oh, I'll put my name on the list. Oh, send Angela Joy. She want to be on the team? I was like, God, did I have to sign up for this one? Or you threw me out there? No. Oh, well, I'm here.
It's amazing. If you, when I had Leah, she just came out and she looked at me like, what's going on? She did
I know.
Not cry.
That baby wasn't doing like,
she just was going on.
Yeah. But I was just messing with God. I was having a good time. You know, I was kind of just talking to God about stuff. I'm like, okay, God. Well, you should have known, God. You could take my name off that list. I would have stayed up there with you. What's up? You know? Anyway, y'all. I'm kind of zany tonight because, you know what? I've been dealing with some interesting stuff. And so, you know, I told somebody today, I'm a peculiar person. You sure? You know, I'm like, I'm kind of strange. I'm out there. I love the Lord. And I don't, you know, I'm not into no form and fashion and religion. I'm into Jesus. So, you know.
Oh.
You know, look at me kind of funny. I'm like, well, whatever. But anyway. Anyway. Let me save myself and get off and get on to the next caller. All right, Sarah, you're bringing up some strange stuff in me. I think I better move on. Do you have a prayer request, Sarah?
No, because I know you got another caller, and I'm just going to let them, you know, get their time
right,
in because
yeah.
This is not good medicine. So that's all I have to say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got your dose. I'm really in an unusual, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Anyway, so be blessed, Sarah. I can't wait to hear what God's going to do next as you walk that paved way that he's already got for you. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, I thank the Lord for
I know. Well, you be blessed, and we will talk to you later. Good night.
Okay. Have a blessed week.
You too. All right. Bye.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Y'all, here I am. I am really having a good time. Let's see. Let me go back up here and see if I can get this call. 954-580. This is Angela Joy.
Hi.
Hi.
Angela Joy. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Oh, hi, Carolyn from Jamaica. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, let's pray for Caroline in Jamaica. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you, God, for Caroline. We thank you for the presence of God that rests on her life, God. We thank you for the warfare that she's experienced. We thank you for that because, God, in the warfare and through the trials and through the tribulations and the things that she has had to endure, you have shown yourself faithful. Hallelujah. You have shown yourself faithful. You've shown yourself faithful in her life to the point where she can trust you. So, Lord, I thank you because as she continues to walk with you and to sup with you and to commune with you, that you will deposit into her everything that she needs to continue because there have been some ups and downs, some roads that are not, you know, too friendly. And there's some folks that's been around that have not been too friendly. But through it all, God, it wants you to know, I believe, Caroline, that in spite of it all, it is a faith walk that you've been going on and have taken. And it's one that God wants you to continue because there's some things that God wants to do. And in order for him to do it, it's going to take you continuing to walk with the faith that you've had to walk with in seasons past just to get to where you are right now. So, God, we thank you. I hear the word friendly fire. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Hold on. Let me just look this up. I don't know. It just came out of nowhere, friendly fire. I kind of know what it means, but let me just. Let me just get in here. Yeah, I got a late start tonight because I wasn't sure I was doing the show because I had was waiting to hear back from Prophet Randy. All right, so INTIRE. The meaning. Let's look that up. Weapon fire coming from one's own. Ooh. And I think I had just prophesied or said a word. Okay, so it says here, weapon fire coming from one's own side, especially fire that causes accident or injury to one's own forces. Friendly fire coming from one's own side. And I think I was just praying over you concerning even, you know, those that might be close to you. I can't remember exactly what I just said. And then the word friendly fire came. I don't know what friendly fire means. So I'm looking it up. In military words or terminology, friendly fire or something. So basically, forces on the friendly troops while attempting to attack. Okay. Well, it basically says weapon fire coming from one's own side, especially fire that causes accidental injury or death or forces. Okay. Watch out for friendly fire. That's all I can say. Watch out for friendly fire. I look at it as unexpected, something coming unexpected from maybe those that you know that you wouldn't expect to come at you in any kind of way with weaponry. You kind of understand what I'm saying? Caroline?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, can you kind of understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Does that resonate with you in any way?
Yes. Because I have been experiencing a lot of warfare, and even on my job, the environment is not the best. So I'm very cautious.
Okay.
With whom I speak, and just praying for the best in that regard.
Yeah, it seems like the Spirit wants you, or God wants you to continue to maintain that type of attitude toward whatever it is you're experiencing. Because, I mean, I've never heard the word. I don't even know what it means, friendly fire. I mean, I've heard people use it thinking, what is, you know, friendly fire? Because you hear it on the news, and you're like, oh, I experienced friendly fire. I was like, what? Okay. So I just looked it up. So it's you know, on your own turf, fire that's going forth that can cause injury or damage or death to someone on the own side. So, whether they purposely are doing it or not, but, you know, I don't know what God is saying there. But you kind of has already mentioned that God has already made you aware and to walk in caution concerning that. So continue to do so. Continue to do so. Yes. Is there anything you wanted prayer for in particular?
Yes, thank you. My prayer would also be for my job. It's been very challenging. Just kindly help me.
Well, that really kind of ties into the word that you've gotten, that you just got then. Right. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord, that we call for a ceasefire in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for a ceasefire whether it be friendly or oppositional. We thank you, Lord, that, let me just look it up. Ceasefire. We know it means to stop. I just want to see what it says in here about this ceasefire. Okay, so we want to speak it out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for a period or a truce of ceasefire, one that is temporary and a preliminary step to establishing a more permanent peace on agreed terms. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, as we speak this out in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, that some sort of, we release it into the atmosphere for a suspension of fighting, during which peace talks take place and a truce is made. Hallelujah. And it says here, an order or a signal to stop the firing. So, Lord, we thank you now. We thank you for the heavenlies, the angelic hosts in the heavenlies. We know there is war going on in the heavenlies. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that they will position themselves for protection against any type of ambushment against Caroline. We thank you, Caroline. We thank you that you, that the Spirit of God will move in her to the point where she can send orders into the heavenlies that will cause situations to be stopped and blocked to keep her from being put in danger in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because through the Holy Spirit using her to speak words that give power and authority to the angelic hosts that are in battle in the heavenlies for what she's supposed to have and what's supposed to come forth, we thank you, Lord, that she'll begin to release these things in a way that it will affect her atmosphere and those who are trying to come out at her, even those who appear to be on her side. So, Lord, we thank you for that as she begins to open her mouth and launch weapons of attack with the word of God against those that are launching an attack against her. And so, Lord, we call forth a ceasefire in the name of Jesus. We call forth ceasefire in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you that she will come out victorious. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are in military strategy here tonight, Caroline. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But they are mighty. They are mighty. Are you still there? Are you still there, Caroline? She may have dropped off. Hold on one second. Hold on a second. I'm looking for something. I think she was having problems with the phone earlier because I couldn't get through. Let's just read this. I don't know if she's still there. I would use this and release it, Caroline, if you're still listening, you know, on a regular basis, as it is on in Corinthians 10 and 4. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It says, finish reading it. If it'll come forth. Yes, and this is, you know, Paul. And, yep, this is how we fight our battles. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So that's your strategy of warfare. And Lord, we thank you that she will walk and operate in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Caroline, did you drop off? Did you hear that?
Yes, I dropped off, but I came in about a minute or so after. But what I'll do is re-listen.
I couldn't hear you.
I said, the call got disconnected, but what I'll do is re-listen.
Okay.
But I was able to hear some. And I did have another request. I'm in the process of purchasing a vehicle. I just want you to help me pray for favor in that regard, and for just a smooth process.
Okay, you wanted me to pray for what now? Because I'm having a hard time hearing you.
In the process of buying a vehicle, I just want you to pray that God will grant me favor, and then that the process will be smooth. Thank you.
Okay, you said buying it like a vehicle?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. I'll put you on mute, and I will pray. All right. Thank you, Father God. As you've heard the prayer request for her to have a vehicle, to purchase a vehicle, Lord, and you know exactly, I mean, I know, God, you move in the area of buying vehicles, because I'm going to tell you, I was without a vehicle for a year, and, you know, I remember one time God said to me, I mean, I wasn't really in a rush to get one. My vehicle had broken, and my son was living with me at the time, and he had a vehicle that, you know, he said I could use whenever. So I, you know, I was using his vehicle, and I'd drop him off to work, and then he just let me keep it. But it got to a point where one day it was like I had to walk to work. It was only like two miles away. And I tried calling him to come pick me up, and somehow he didn't get the call. So I was like, I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to walk. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, like, why are you walking? You know, I've already prepared a vehicle for you, you know. So all you have to do is trust me, you know. And I think I was at a point where I didn't want to spend the extra money for a car payment. And I wasn't sure. I had some financial situations, and I wanted to be able to make sure I could afford it. And it was like God was saying, I already told you to get a vehicle. And so the day I had to walk to work, I made up in my mind. I said, I'm going to get me a vehicle. And so I was without a vehicle for a year. And like I said, I wasn't in any rush really to try to get one, or I wasn't trying to stress myself over it. And my son had a car here. It was at my disposal. But it was like God said, you need to get a vehicle. And when I had to walk to work that day, 2 miles, I heard him speak to me. And do you know, guys, within like a week, that weekend I went, my other son called me, and he said, oh, Ma, I saw a car over such and such. Why don't you ride over there to see it? So I rode over to look at the vehicle, and it was a mess. And his girlfriend at the time, she'd driven me over there. It was about 2 hours away. And I said, I am not going home without a vehicle. I mean, that was it. I will not go home without a vehicle, because I know I heard God say he was going to give me a vehicle, and it's going to be this weekend. And I remember coming back from that place on our way back home, and we were about 15 minutes out from where we had gone, and I was not pleased with what I saw. I said, I'm going to call a friend of mine and just ask her about over in our area where we were, where she got her vehicle. And do you know, we were like 15 minutes away from this. She says, I see this car there, and I just feel led to tell you to go by this this car lot. And I was like, okay. It was a little small SUV. So I was like, okay. So we went there, just following God. I'm way out here 2 hours from my house. We're on our way back. About 15 minutes in, I called my friend. She said, yeah, about 15 minutes from where we had gone to look at the car. She said, yeah, go over there. I said, well, we're only like 15 minutes to 20 minutes away from where you told me. She says, go over there. So I went over there, and it was about 6:15. No, it was later than that, actually. They were closing at 7 o'clock, and I think we got there around 6:35, 6:40. Do you know by 7:30, I was riding out of there with a vehicle, with a payment I could afford, with a car that I was satisfied with, and God, you know, just worked it out. So I'm in agreement with Carolyn tonight that she will go forth and get what God has for her, and that it will be waiting for her when she got there. Because that car, when I went there to get it, that vehicle, it had just been brought in. It had been brought in for a few weeks, but nobody was looking at it. And when he said to me, I told him what I wanted. He says, well, I've got a vehicle here. It's been here a few weeks. He said, but I don't understand why nobody's looking at it. You know why nobody was looking at it? Because it was mine. Glory be to God. It was my vehicle. So, Caroline, I'm encouraging you to say, God, save that vehicle that you got for me. Put it on the side. Nobody else can get it. The payment's going to be just right for me, or whatever money situation I have, it's going to be set up just for me. And go in with expectancy to ride out in your vehicle that God has already set aside for you, because that's exactly what happened to me. Because he couldn't understand. It's a nice-looking vehicle. I can't understand why anybody's not looking at it. Because it was my vehicle. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have already set aside her vehicle that you have picked out for her with a payment that she can afford. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name in advance. Hallelujah. So be encouraged, Caroline, and go out with faith and expect to come back with exactly what God says you're supposed to have. All right? So go with that. So let's go to our next caller. Let's see who we have left on here. Let's go. Oh, let me see. Where am I? Oh, bear with me. And I tell you one thing. This sometimes the system is shutting off, and I got that little note saying it's going to shut off. It used to go a lot longer when I got that little message that the system, you know, I could still take callers, but lately it's been shutting off. So if it drops, you'll understand why. Let me go up here to, I don't know where I was. Bear with me, y'all. Because something shifted on the page here. All right, let's go to 303-15-517. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Mike and Veronica from Denver, Colorado.
Hi, Mike and Veronica. How are you all tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. God is, he's God. What else can we say? He's God. He is God. And when we look to him and trust in him and know him to be God, what else can we expect but for God to show up and show out? So I see rain clouds. Well, actually, storm clouds. I see storm clouds. And I see, you know, basically, like, I don't know. Physically, I don't think in your area, I don't know if you get this. Because you're still in Colorado, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I see, like, these clouds, these dark clouds, they're, like, moving across the plain. I mean, they're moving across the plain. And it's almost like it's not necessarily, like, I see the clouds and they're dark, but it's almost like not God is saying, don't be afraid, because this isn't a sign of destruction. This is a sign that God is moving some stuff and that he's washing out some stuff. Yeah, they're ominous clouds. They're dark and they're full, and it looks like it's getting ready to storm and rain and tear up some stuff. But God says, and if it does happen to tear up some stuff, may have an understanding that I'm making a way for you. Ah, glory be to God. Yes, it might be tearing up some stuff, but guess what? These clouds are moving in to wash out some stuff. And I see lightning, and I don't even know if y'all get lightning in that part of the country, but I see lightning and I see these clouds moving in. And it's like God is saying, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if you see, like, thunderstorms look like they're about to form into a tornado. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Just continue to know whatever damage takes place with the storms that are moving in, it's not set up for destruction. It's set up to clear the path, to wash out, to move out, and to set aside some stuff to clear a way for you to get through. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We won't look to the dark clouds as some sort of situation that's come to destroy us. We're looking to the clouds as a way of them moving in to move some stuff out of the way that's been an obstruction to where God is trying to take us. So, God, we thank you tonight that, yes, let the dark clouds roll in. Let the thunder roll, because I know you're at work and you are going to do a work and you're going to move some stuff. You're going to shift some stuff because of what's going to come out of those clouds. It's going to take care of some stuff, but in spite of how negative that might sound, it's making a way in a weary land that it will be washed out. The rain will come in and it will flood out and move out some things that have been a hindrance and a blockage to what God is trying to do. So look to the clouds, but don't look to them in a way of negativity. Look for them as a move of God. We thank you, God, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Yes, yes. It looks bad. Those clouds are, woo, and it's the lightning and the thunder. It's almost like the enemy wants to do a sideshow to get your attention off of the fact that there's a blessing behind every dark cloud. When God is at work, yes, he will allow the enemy to be used. And he thinks that he's doing something. Yeah, he's doing something for God to make sure that your way is made straight. Because everything that comes looking one way doesn't mean it's really that way, because God is always at work behind the scenes. And so, God, we just thank you. As they don't focus in on the dark clouds, but that they look to the dark clouds as shifting the atmosphere to make way for something new that God's about to bring onto the scene. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. So how are you doing tonight, Veronica?
I have a pain in my hands, in my neck, my back, lower back. But it seems like it's for pity. Like I'm going to start cleaning, working, and then it hurts. And I'm not doing anything, it doesn't hurt. And then I say, is it a mindset or manipulative spirit, or is it really a pain? But I cannot hold anything heavy. It falls out of my hand. And I feel, I don't know if it's a tendon, ligament, or it's something, but it's joined to, somebody say it might be arthritis because of the hot water, cold water with the cleaning. It hurts me a lot and bothers me a lot. And I haven't gone to the doctor, and I always the word is supernatural first, God first, and then
right.
Something else. Different left,
right.
But I'm at my dead end, where I say, okay, tomorrow I gotta go to the doctor, but I insist, I say, just a prayer healing the way.
Okay.
I can do it.
How long have you had the pain?
A month.
A month, and it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
And you said it's in your hand and where else? Your neck?
Yeah, my hands, my neck. And I remember one time I grabbed some dishes, and the dishes were heavy, so they were tilted, and then I put them away. So then pain goes from one side to the other side, and it's tingling in my fingers day and night. And when I work, after I work, it's terrible pain, like crucial pain. And
Okay. Well, we'll definitely pray for that. And you said it's been going on for a month. Lord, we just thank you, God. We know you as a healer. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God. And Lord, even though she may, you know, go to the doctor, you use doctors and have him have insight on what exactly is going on. And if God, if you choose to use this time that we're in now as a season to heal it miraculously, we'll accept that too. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We have no problem accepting the method and the means in which you use to heal us. So God, we thank you for that. We give you glory for that. We honor you for that. In this, you know, I know God, you for you to be a healer. I know you as a healer, and I know there's nothing impossible for you to do. You are a God who is a healer. And Lord, we thank you as she continues to speak the word over her body, and that, Lord, she continues to use wisdom in the operation of her body. I have an issue that I probably needed to have gone to the doctor too, but it's got a little bit better. I think I pulled a muscle. And so over the last few weeks, it's like it's gotten better. But, you know, and I'm just waiting on the complete manifestation of what you're doing. And so, Lord, we thank you as she will wait on the complete manifestation. And it doesn't matter if she goes to the doctor, whose report is she going to believe? She's going to believe the report of the Lord that he is a healer. Hallelujah. And even, you know, in healing, sometimes it doesn't happen instantly in every situation. Sometimes it's a process. So, Lord, even if this healing is coming as a process, that she won't be disturbed, she won't be caught off guard, she will accept the process. But in spite of what's going on in the process, she'll continue to release the word of God over it and expect that in the process is complete, it's going to be done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we call forth complete healing. We don't care if you do it instantaneously. We don't care if you do it sporadically. We don't care if it's a process. We just call forth healing in the name of Jesus, that it will come forth and it will be complete in its time according to your will that it should be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So let her not be discouraged if this is not an instantaneous healing, but that, God, you could be processing her through this. Because, you know, Veronica, when we go through a process, sometimes God is allowing that process to build our faith as we go through it. Because what has to happen when you're in a process of something, you are using your spiritual muscles. You are using your spiritual faith that's growing, that's being developed like a muscle is being strengthened, because what is being used. And so we just call forth whatever means and whatever way you want to heal her, that she, if she goes through a process of healing, she will know that by her is being strengthened and the muscles of faith are being built, that she will be able to prepare for whatever else is coming up the road, whenever the enemy tries something. So, God, we thank you for it, that she will receive it any way you send it. Glory be to God. But we just call forth healing now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We won't tell you how to do your business. We won't tell you how to operate in this situation. We'll just receive it any way you bring it. And we give you the glory because we know you know exactly what you're doing. So we give her, we speak healing, we speak peace, and we say pain has to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We thank you.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just continue to just speak the word of God over your body. And so do you think you got injured some sort of way with some kind of work that you do?
Yeah, I am sure it's what it is, but I already went to a chiropractic. I already went to healing with the prophet. I went to Mike had prayed for me too, and I just know that now tomorrow's the doctor. And but I believe that by his wounds I am healed. And I am a hard worker, and when I can't work, I know it's time to go low and get down, and it's okay. And it's just I wanted contribute, help, and work, and I accept whatever comes because I believe that I mean God is in control, and I told him yesterday, I said, I gave you thanks for the pain. I said, I give you thanks for the pain. I said, I know it's a process. And I just said that last night. And I say, if he, it's
okay,
everything that he allows, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of times when we're going through, that's why I felt so encouraged to tell you it could be a process. Because what the enemy wants us to do is that we always expect God to do something instantaneous. You know, like, oh, it's going to be right away. It's going to be quick. And what he does a lot of times is that if it doesn't happen the way we expect it to happen, we start to get discouraged and we don't speak the word. We don't continue to release the word of God over it because we get discouraged. It's like, well, I thought it was going to happen this way. But if it doesn't happen that way, then we just think God is not going to do it. And so that's why I just felt led to say to you, even if it's not instantaneous, if it's not something that's done, bam, bam, like, okay, it's done. It's almost, you know, like I feel like the Lord is saying, I'm building something in you. A lot of times when things don't happen quickly or when you expect them to happen, don't stop speaking over it like you expect it to be done or that it's already done. Continue to speak over it just like, you expect it to be healing, a healing that's done instantaneously. God does things sometimes as a process. So,
amen.
Yes, don't let up. Don't let up. Just continue to thank God, even though you don't see it immediately. Just believe God's doing something. You know,
amen.
And that's how sometimes, again, the enemy steals our healing is because he knows that sometimes we're not going to continue to believe if we don't get it the way that we expect to get it immediately. But no, still speak the word over it, regardless of what, you know, it looks like or how long it takes. Just know God is at work, and he has not, he's not stopped. And we don't stop. We don't stop with our faith. We don't take a side, you know, journey or sit on the side, okay, well, you know, I think I prayed enough. I believed enough. No, we're going to believe until we see the manifestation of what he said we're supposed to have. In Jesus' name, we agree with the Spirit of God that, yes, we believe the manifestation. You know, it's just like with the woman with the issue of blood. You know, how long has she, you know, been out there bleeding? She could have gave up. There's no hope. You know, there's nothing happening here. It wasn't, you know, well, first of all, you know, when Jesus touched her, it was an immediate thing. But she had to keep the faith to even go to Jesus. Had she, you know, she could have said, oh, man, I've had this all these years. I, you know, I don't, you know. But she said, I know that with one touch, I'm going to Jesus. I'm going to Jesus. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to press in for my healing because I know I'm to be healed. You know, I have no choice but to believe God because I want a healing, and I know he's the one who has it. And I don't know, you know, what's your situation. You know, he could use anything and anybody. But we call forth healing. We don't care how it comes. We just want it to come. We're not going to be picky. We just want our healing. We're not going to tell God who we can use and who we won't use. We just want our healing. You can do it any way you want to, God. You know?
Amen.
Because you're God. And just because you choose one way doesn't mean you any less of God. You're still God. You still heal.
You know, yeah, amen. You know that it's also good, not good, but because it makes our heart tender because this world is getting so cold, and you sympathize, empathy. They think of other people because you feel the pain, and it's a beautiful thing to feel to. About something and coming to relate or to feel compassion. And
yes,
it's okay. It's okay.
Yes,
it's okay to not be okay.
Yes. And you know, we just continue to press in. And like you said, you know, also when we have situations like this, and you're saying compassion, I mean, it builds compassion in us. So that we can have compassion on others, you know, because how else will we, it's like God is giving us an understanding of an empathy for what somebody else is going through because we've walked in the same shoes. And we don't really know what God is doing. We just know that he's doing something. And but we'll believe. But we're believing, we're going to believe, and we're going to stand with you concerning, you know, your healing and that it be manifested in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anything else, Veronica?
No, thank you very much.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing from you and hearing what God's doing. And well, I'm just believing God, you're going to get that healing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right. Amen. All right. Good night.
Good night. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Amen. We got to press in sometimes. We got to press in hard sometimes to get what God has for us. I mean, the enemy don't want you to have it. Well, we want ours. I want mine. All right, let's go to 0803-991. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joyce. Angela, thank you, honey.
Hey, Angela, you're up kind of late, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, boy. Lord, we just thank you for Angela tonight. We thank you, Lord, for preliminaries. Preliminaries. Why in the world am I here? Preliminaries. Lord, preliminaries. What does that mean? I'm like, what? Hold on, let me just, where in the world did that come from? Let me just see what God says after I, preliminary. Well, there's denoting an action or event proceeding or done in preparation for something fuller or more important. An action or event proceeding or preparing for something fuller or more important. Preliminary. See what else? Preparatory. Introductory. Initial. Opening. Pre something. Like it was in prior. Preliminary. All right, well, I don't know. I mean, because it kind of threw me, like, preliminary. Why am I here in preliminary? Denoting an action. So, I don't know. It seems like God is saying, with that word, preparing for something that's going to be greater or more important. There are some preliminary things that are going on right now. I don't know whether spiritually or
in the natural, but there's some preparation going on for an event that's going to bring forth or something going on in the natural or in the spirit for something fuller and more important. All right, Angela, that's what I got in my spirit. I don't know.
No. Last time you said papers to me. Papers.
Yo. Okay. Oh, okay. So what are you doing with that now? Is it what's going on with that?
Well, when you said preliminary, I thought about court, like just the judicial.
Well, I did see, preliminary, because I started to read it. Let me go back, because I saw just the basic definition for preliminary, but I also saw. Let me put it back in again. And then I didn't read the other part. Let's see, preliminary. Okay. I did see two, I saw. It was a preliminary court. I didn't, let me type it back in. Maybe it'll pop up. Because I just did the basic definition. Hold on a second. Let me type it back in because it's not coming up. I don't even know if it's going to come back up. Because it said preliminary hearing under the bottom. Preliminary L-I-M-A-N-I. Here it is. Okay. A preliminary hearing is like a mini trial. The prosecutor will call witnesses and introduce evidence, and the defense can cross-examine the witness. However, the defense cannot object to using certain evidence. In fact, evidence is allowed to be presented at a preliminary hearing that could not be shown at a jury at trial. So
I'm in somewhat of a court case right now. I'm going through it has to do with just your tendency.
Yes. Oh wow, really?
And I don't know if you know the guy from Shark Tank, Mark Cuban, but he was behind his investment with this company called Voyager, which I had some digital currency on there. It wasn't a whole lot, but it was a nice little amount for me. We were going back and forth with paperwork and, they sent out people to paperwork and you can go online and also file your case and stuff, which I did. And they sent some paperwork the other day about the case being settled with it. I don't know if you saw the guy on the news that got arrested. He was the FTX, name of the company he was with, but he smuggled a lot of money, but he charmed some people out of the money that they invested in the FTX digital thing, and I think Voyager was bought out by them or something like that. But anyway, the people who had money invested, like me and other, many other people, I guess, we have paperwork to sign, and I already sent my stuff back in to get out the funds out of the account, but they're not going to give us funds back. I think they're going to let us just continue with the digital currency we had invested in and just pay us some type of or reinvest.
Wow.
So that's got to be what it
is. That is amazing.
Yeah. But that must be what it is. But it's not going to be like a court case either. It's not going to be,
right.
Go to court. It's better
than
to sign off and get it done and over with.
Yeah, because it said the evidence is allowed to be presented at a preliminary hearing that could not be shown to a jury at trial. Wow. Because I looked up both preliminary and then it said preliminary hearing. So I was just reading the basic word preliminary. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, they have to. I just got my papers like that. I'd already went online and filed my what they call the opt-in or agree to what they're selling to. So I just, because I didn't have much in there, but still it was my money. Still $5. So, but yeah, that must be what it did. Because when you said papers last time, I know I'm writing stuff, but then you said preliminary this time, it kind of clicked. I thought, okay, it must be about your case.
Well, I had no idea you were in any kind of preliminary hearing. I'm like,
no.
That is awesome. I mean, wow. I mean, immediately I heard preliminary. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I did think
that's
preliminary hearing, but I just read the first one I saw, which was, you know, just, I just did the definition of preliminary. And wow, that is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you one thing, God knows all about our business.
Yes, he does.
He knows all about our business. I'm just amazed at God. You know, he's just.
He never ceases to amaze me.
He never ceases to. I mean, this is just like, I think the last time you were on, what was it, something about, what did I say? Oh, it was about documents.
He said,
oh, I've been working on this paper. And I'm like, it's just amazing. You know, I'm just, God blows my mind. I mean, he just knows all about our stuff, you know. Glory be to God. Well, maybe there will be some sort of benefit and blessing come through this situation, Angela.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Because, you know, they
well,
took a lot of people. I'm like millions. I mean, I didn't have millions, but.
Really?
People, you know, they're on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it said in the paperwork. So, it was a big time investment. I'm a small fish. I'm not a big shot.
Well, how long has he been operating in that?
The Voyager, I probably did about a year or so ago. It wasn't that long, but they were. The guy from Shark Tank, it was his, you know, how they promote, what do you call it? Mark Cuban, yeah, he was the one promoting Voyager. Voyager was, I liked that. It was easy to access and invest in what you want to invest in and stuff like that, very easy to move around the app and stuff. But, they went after him, and the guy who got arrested a couple of weeks ago, he's on the news big time on the ABC News all across America, I guess. He was caught, and he was the one behind the FTX or FXT digital thing, and he got embezzled millions, I think. But Voyager was supposed to, to kind of buy out Voyager or something like that. He got arrested, so that won't be happening. So now they said that we can settle.
That won't be happening.
I don't know what to do that money, but that's called. Yeah, so they sent us the paperwork to opt, what they call it, opt out. And you can either just get the digital currency and the currency thing, they'll reinvest it some type of way, but we won't get the cash back. Or we can wait and go through a third party and try to get our cash back, and it'll be lesser because of the court things or whatever get tied up, and you won't get as much back because it's a third party. Would take over or something like that. So I'm like, you know what? I don't know all this lingo y'all saying to me, but just keep it simple for me. I'll just give me my let's do me and
I know.
You know, I may.
Just keep it
simple
with me.
That has to be it.
Wow. I'm just blown away. I mean, just like, I don't know. I don't even really watch.
Why do you do on his mouthpiece?
The what now?
I said, you are his mouthpiece. That's exactly what I just asked. I got my papers came Friday. My own papers. You remember last time you told me papers? You asked me. I said, obviously papers. I'm like, papers? Okay, I'm writing.
Girl, and I'm clueless.
And
I'm like,
now I
think, you know what's really odd about this is that, I don't say odd, but I never saw myself doing this. I mean, you know, and I don't know, I really equivalent it to, you know, being under the anointing that Prophet Randy has already placed on PGN, that it kind of like unlocks stuff in us that we really, I mean, we maybe had a little inkling of like what God wanted to do, but it's like it all comes to, you know, and I'm throwing this out, to you and to everybody who's listening, it's like it's so important that we walk in obedience to what God has placed us to and what he's connected us with. Because when he sees that we are submitted and we are connected where God wants us to be, that's what really unlocks what's inside of us. Because it's almost like I can't go to my neighbor's house with a key and unlock their door. I can only go to my house and use the key to unlock my door. Why? Because that's the place God has given me access. That's where I have access to. So I can't go over here and go in their house and take a, you know, that key's not going to work over there because that's not where God put me. But if I can take the key and access where God has called me to, I can go in and I can be in that place and access whatever it is that's there because it's mine. And so that's kind of like what I look at PGN, is that somehow by accessing what God has given me with the key that he's given me in the position that he's given me connected with PGN, it's allowed me to access things that I haven't been able to access in other places. Because it's just so amazing, and I think it has a lot to do with just us in general, us being where God wants us to be and being obedient to follow through, and then God will open up, you know, treasures and stuff to us that we didn't even know existed. And so that's why it's so important that we walk in obedience, that we want to hear from God, his instructions on what he wants us to do and how he wants us to live our life, who he wants us to be connected with. I don't know if you heard earlier, you know, when I was mentioning about a situation I'm in with my ex. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that. Mm-hmm.
You did. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, you know, it's like I want to be so careful about all of this because I want to be connected where God wants me to be connected, because I don't want to miss nothing. I don't want to miss anything by being out of place, connected with the wrong people, connected to the wrong situation. Then I'm going to end up missing something God has for me. It's so important. I mean, it's just amazing. It's so important that we stay connected and in place where God calls us and connected to the people that God wants us to be connected with. Because, you know, 14 years ago, 13 years ago, however long it was, I never envisioned PGN being what PGN is today. You know, we have access to so much information. You know, it's almost like, you know, we're just right on time with God positioning us to understand what he's doing in this season so that we can be ready to, you know, move on into where God's calling us. It's just awesome. God is a good God. He loves us. That's why it's so important we have this relationship, because he knows everything. I mean, he knows everything. Yeah, praise God. Well, that's pretty exciting. Maybe some blessings going to come out of it. You know, what a lot of times God does when he does stuff like this, he just wants you to, it's like validation of him being who he said he is. You know? And then you're able to take that and trust him a little bit more. Why? Because you saw what he did before. You heard him, you know, you heard what he said. You saw what he's done. And then, you know, he uses these little things to just help grow our faith and to continue to, you know, move on with him. But that is pretty cool. I'm just like, wow. Why am I hearing preliminary? What is this? Like, I'm thinking, Angela, like, what is this? What, preliminary? What? What are you saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was right on target to what God was showing you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yep. Well, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Is there something specific you wanted prayer for?
No, I just thank you so much. I mean, you know, I didn't want to share my, you know, my dad passed a couple of months ago. And in September, I finally had two dreams about him. And I know he was always present with me, and I do thank you so much for that.
Yeah,
I had a dream about him. He just asked me to take him to Walmart.
okay.
Oh, my God, I'm at work. I said, yeah, I'll take you to Walmart. And in the dream, we were just driving to Walmart. I don't know, I remember I was actually getting there, but I know he's in the car with me. And so I was like, I was glad to have the dream because my brother's other brother and sister said they had been having dreams except for one of my sisters. And I knew I had dreams before he passed, but I hadn't seen anything after. About a couple of weeks ago, I had that dream about him. You know, the dream.
That's cool. Yeah, I periodically have dreams about my mother. We're always, you know, it's like life as usual. I mean, I've never had any morbid dream about her. I mean, we're just living life. She's with me in different places, and we're going places or doing something, and it's just so, I mean, I always wake up from the dream feeling, you know, really pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
That I feel like I've had some real interaction with her, you know? It's like, it's like so interesting. Yeah. I think that's a good thing. I think that's a, those are good dreams. It's almost like God is allowing those things to be kept alive in you. It's almost like a sense of God saying to us, we never die. You know? We transition to another place, but we don't we don't die. You know? Well, that's what the word says. He says, I've come, you know, that you will have eternal life. He didn't say, I came so that you can die and get a no, he says, I came that you would have eternal life. What does that mean? You never die. You know? And so, wow, that's, you know, it is. It's a good, because I think I've had my mom, my dad, everybody that I've ever dreamed about, it's almost like keeping their spirit alive. It's alive in me. And we're just living life in the dreams. We're just living life.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're living life. I watched this show called Off the Left Eye. It's a show on YouTube, and it helped me a lot with my dad's passing because I wanted to know the details of what really happened to us when we die. How does that work? And what is the transition? You know, because my father died at home, and you know, and they were saying how when the person is dying, how the angels actually study our face when we die, and they examine our fingers and details about stuff I didn't know, and that the two angels, they come, and the death angel comes, and he stands at a certain place in the room of the person, and how the two angels, when they've done, I guess, you know, whatever it is they do, when it goes that time for that last breath, the death angel comes forth, and that's when he comes forth. Because before my father passed, I remember the day before I saw him, or the night before I saw him, the next day he passed. But when I looked at him, I remember, and when I got home, I thought to myself, why didn't touch him? Why didn't touch him? You know, because I didn't know he was going to die that night. But I remember looking at him, and I was like, my dad don't look right. And but he looked golden. He looked like he's a dark.
Oh, wow.
Maybe, but he looked golden. And I was like, and I remember we were both wearing green. And I didn't touch him. I thought it was so odd. And I questioned myself, and I began to research it on YouTube. And like I said, Off the Left Eye is the name of this show. It's not really a show, but he gives you insight about the other side. And he was saying that when the person is dying, that, you know, when they're transitioning, this woman was telling her story. She said she was in the hospital, and that it was a young woman. And she said she was dying. She saw herself leave her body. She could see the doctors. She could see her family. And her sister was crying. She said she was floating up higher and higher. She said, but as she was watching the doctors and her mom and dad and her sister was touching her body, and her sister teardrop fell on her face. The minute the sister teardrop fell on her face, she came back into her body. And she woke up. And so that night when I saw my dad, I thought about it. I don't know why. Normally I touch him or something. I did not touch him at all. I just looked at him. And when I realized that had I touched him, I think it would have triggered something in him. He would have came back. I think he was leaving at that time. Because like I said, he looked golden to me. And
wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, and I read her story, like when her tear dropped, when my sister touched her face, it brought her back. I feel like if I would have touched my dad, it probably would have brought him back, but God was putting him on anyway, telling me it was time for him to go. But the next day, I got to call him at work because he had passed, and I knew that night, I said, like, why am I touching? But I would have interfered with the process, I think, to be honest, now that I think about it, because I didn't realize it probably worked. You know, when a person is leaving, you know, you could do something. Like sometimes you be praying and God, it's not God's will for that person to live, but you're making it your will because you're trying to hold on. But when you say, God, your will be done, not my will. And
mm-hmm.
that's when you release.
Right,
so
right.
I did pray it too. So it was a lot of stuff that, you know, I've learned and through the process and what really happens when we go to the other side. When we are in God, we go to the other side. We are not in God. There is another side also. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they really broke it down. And I was like, wow, I didn't know that. That's how it worked. But my dad was doing some things that I thought was pretty odd that it was like he was doing things with his fingers that I didn't understand at the time. But now that I've done
research. He was doing things with his what now?
His fingers. His fingers. Mm-hmm.
His fingers.
Because what happened, you see, this is before he went into the hospital that final time, because my dad is very talk. He was very talkative. He was very engaging. And
mm-hmm.
that night when I was with him, he took his index finger and was like, you know how you would do a baby when a baby's born? You like boot their little noses. You would touch their finger and so he was doing that. And he wasn't paying me and my mom any attention. He was just like almost in another world to me.
Wow.
When I think about it. He kept turning his head like he was looking around. Then he touched his nose and turned his head. And I'm like, what's that doing? And I didn't understand. Like I said, I didn't understand a lot of stuff now to later. But I think
right.
even then the angel was looking at him. I think he was being visited.
Wow.
Like he's sitting in his chair and he wasn't, you know. I was like, that was.
That
and then when
amazing.
I later learned. Yeah, angels, they study our faith. They study our faith.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get up in our faith. I'm like, wow. And like the book of life is in us. We are the book of life. When God
mm-hmm.
says we don't open the books, everything we've done in our life is written in us, in ourselves, in our DNA. And so that's like our book. And so everything we've done,
mm-hmm.
and God, you know, it's like, wow. It's so much. It's very, very, it's a lot of details to the spiritual woman, like it's grand. It's so much. It's like, wow.
Well, you know, it says like we look through, you know, a glass dimly. You know, it's like we don't see, you know, we don't see the whole picture. And like there's
right.
a veil, you know, and I had heard people say, you know, it's like a thin veil between here and there. And
mm-hmm.
that is really, but, and you know, that's encouraging too for you, you know, to have to have seen that, and then, you know, after you did some research and stuff, it's just so awesome how God ministers to us, you know, in our trials and what we go through, and if we can just kind of rest in Him, how He'll just give us what we need to just transition through all of this stuff, because He has the answer
mm-hmm.
for everything. But we don't always listen or take advantage of what God is trying to show us until sometimes later, like you said, you look back now and now you can understand. And then that gives you peace and comfort
mm-hmm.
in knowing that, you know. That is also showing God's care for us, how much He cares for us, how He wants things to be, you know, sorted out for us, you know, in His timing to have that
mm-hmm.
happen. Yeah, that's just really awesome. Well, wow, I'm just really blown away by this whole thing, you know, and
nothing like walking with the Lord and, you know, just having that relationship with him, because, you know, the world doesn't understand that, you know. They don't understand mm-hmm. that. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Angela, I'm so glad I was able to get you on, and it's kind of late. Mm-hmm.
You.
You're welcome. I'm just blown away with that. And be encouraged. No, God's got this, and he's got you, and he is he's walking you through it every step of the way. Mm. So I want to hear later on what happens with this situation with the
yeah, me too. Yeah, hopefully it's solved this year. Hopefully, yeah. They said about,
yeah.
about I think this is maybe by April this year should be involved and everything. So we'll see.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, it was great talking to you. I guess I'll be checking on you, or you'll check on me next time. Keep me in your prayers.
I will. I will definitely do that. God bless you so much.
God bless you.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. All right. Good night.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. And I got another caller here. I don't know if this is a call I've already taken. 111111.
Yes. Angela Joy, you have already called me. Yes, you did.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Enjoy the show.
Night.
Night.
Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for hanging out.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Love
All
you.
Right. So good night. Well, guys,
night.
Thank you so much for holding on and hanging in. It's 3 minutes till 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So these lines are going to shut down in 3 minutes anyway. So thank you so much for being a part of what God is doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. You're such a blessing. I thank you for blessing me. I thank you for calling in and letting me be a part of what God is doing in your life and sharing and, you know, just showing us that God is at work, even with the things that we go through. He's at work, and I appreciate you so much. So until I talk to you all next time and pray with you next time, be blessed. Enjoy your week, and tune in for Prophet Randy tomorrow as he comes on Monday through Thursday. Enjoy your week, guys. God bless y'all. Good night.